about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Tonight is going to be fun.
You're probably thinking, how could it possibly be fun?
No one's thinking that.
I kind of was.
I was not.
Why are we laughing?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You don't think I feel bad that I invited all these people to this huge wedding and flew everyone out? I wasted everyone's time. You know, I wasted everyone's money. I wasted everyone's everything, and I feel bad. You don't think I feel bad? At 30 years old, I thought I'd be married with kids, and I'm not. And I failed at this, and you think that I don't feel bad?
Yeah, she seems a little uptight.
And now,
am I attracted to her? Yes. Would I ever act on it?
No, no way. Not while my wife is still alive.
Our feature presentation.
Yeah, I don't buy that whole thing. I just don't buy it. I don't buy it.
We don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't buy Kim Kardashian. I just don't buy the whole thing.
That she was upset.
Nah.
You don't think I feel bad.
That's a PR move right there. That's what that is. PR.
Well, I wish I cared enough to comment.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show, and it is a Tuesday morning.
Got one of Kevin's people in the news today. You'll love this so much. Bremerton, Washington, which is the site of a huge West Coast Navy base in Washington State. A drunken sailor by the name of Dalton Pearson, 21 years old. He's playing video games at a friend's apartment. Goes outside. The article doesn't say why. I assume he went outside to smoke or go to his car or something like that. Well, when he comes back into the apartment, he walks into the wrong apartment.
Oh, good.
And we've done this call-in topic from time to time with people who have either found somebody in their home that wasn't invited that they didn't expect, or people who have been this guy, have been Dalton Pearson, and walked into the wrong apartment because they were drunk, as was the case this time.
Sure.
He was super drunk. In fact, he urinated all over the floor and then crawled in bed with an 80-year-old woman.
Oh, man.
She screamed and asked him what he was doing. What do you suppose his response was?
I hope banging her. I mean, I hope that was his goal.
Passing out. His response was passing out. 80-year-old woman. What are you doing? What's happened? He says passing out. The man, of course, the woman screamed. She screamed, and her 56-year-old son, who also lived there, called police. Police showed up. They waked the guy up. He's sound asleep in the lady's bed.
Wow.
Put him in handcuffs, filed an incident report.
Handcuffs? The guy just wanted a little rest.
Well, I know. So they did release him to his friends. They ended up not arresting him. You know, once they investigated, asked a few questions, they did release him to his friends. And it is, at this point, it does not look like he is going to be prosecuted. It looks like they're going to say, hey, it was just an honest mistake, drunken stupidity. Does not appear to meet the elements of a crime.
Wow.
Apparently, the apartments were close to each other. The doors looked alike,
right.
And the old lady's door was open, was not locked.
Maybe she was luring him in.
Well,
she had her eye on him.
Yeah,
it might have been. So, I mean, it looks like this is a nice instance where they're just going to say, look, the kid was drunk. It was an obvious, honest mistake. You don't arrest somebody for something like that. Pearson, the 21-year-old, apologized, promised to pay the cleaning bill, returned to the apartment with his supervising officer. And my favorite part of the whole article was the kid was totally humiliated, and he had to sit there while grandma scolded him.
Oh,
she said that made
man.
Her feel a lot better that the supervising officer made the man sit down and listen while I scolded him. Which I would have loved to have heard that tape.
Yeah, there's no possible way that did any good, let's be honest. First
the way
of all,
you're living your life, young man.
You, your drugs and your rock and roll.
You're headed for nothing but trouble.
There's no way that would have helped.
But he's got a great story to tell, that he crawled into bed with his 80-year-old woman after peeing all over her floor.
Yeah.
That's step one.
which I just love so much. But imagine how terrifying it was for the people who live there, though. I mean, just the sheer... sight of having a stranger in your home in the late
right.
at night, you don't know who it is or what their motives are. I mean, you have to be terrified. And if you're a 56-year-old still living at home with your mom, I don't know what else you got going on, but you got to be worried.
Nothing,
especially.
Is the answer
there's
to
another them. Whole story there.
Yeah. Yes, there certainly is. I'd like to see a follow up article just on them. Probably the most exciting thing that's happened to them in a long time. But the fact that they had to come back and she yelled at him, I love that so much.
That
so there you go. One of Kevin's people in the news today.
Like, and then they had sex, right?
Well, it doesn't say that anything like that happened, no.
Oh, all right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Hey, don't do that. Don't look like that and talk like that. It makes my wiener feel weird.
You guys watching Californication this,
yes,
this season?
I don't know why I
like
I am.
It so far. Really?
I don't know why I am either. It's
really?
A terrible show.
It is
not
a terrible show. No. He's right. It's awful.
It's not terrible.
It's
yeah,
just
it is.
Foul for the sake of being foul.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Wait, then that's terrible. That's how you guys define terrible?
Well,
yes, I do.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. On the show today, we're going to talk about Chael Sonnen. I don't know if you saw the fight on Fox over the weekend, but Chael Sonnen was one of the guys fighting, and he was fighting Michael Bisping. Had them both on the show last week.
Yes.
And it was an unimpressive win as far as I'm concerned. But then afterwards, he grabbed the mic, sort of like Muhammad Ali used to back in the day,
mm-hmm.
and was just mouthing off and just going all kinds of crazy. And I don't know what's happening to that
Well, that's
guy.
Helpful.
I think he's trying to be that person,
mm-hmm.
that crazy, wacky person. But it seems to me like, I don't know, maybe you need to win a little stronger before that happens. It was a decision, and he barely won, and Joe Rogan didn't know what to say because he was trying to interview him, and Chael Sonnen was just talking about how it's his ring and his fighting and his league and his championship and his microphone. I don't know. I don't know what was happening. Something weird was happening, though. We also on the program today are going to talk to Sarah Michelle Gellar.
All right.
Oh, I love her so much.
From the TV show Ringer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen that one or not, but she plays her own sister.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Petros Papadakis in studio.
Excellent.
Talking about sports. And hopefully we can keep him off of, what is it, Bachelor, Bachelorette, whichever one.
One of the two.
Yes, he's pretty obsessed.
Oh, he's obsessed.
But in Petros' defense, that Courtney is a bitch.
You watch it too now?
What? I mean, I didn't say anything.
Do you watch it too?
I don't know anything.
Do you watch it as well now?
She's not right for Ben, though. I'll tell you that. No, I've never even seen it. I don't know what you're talking about.
The only person that you do you watch it?
No,
Lisa.
I don't
what
watch
the hell?
It.
What's
wrong with you people? I don't watch it. I wouldn't know anything about it.
Liar.
Skinny dipping.
What? The artist to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole pile of BS right there. That whole thing.
No,
it's all
an
PR.
Amazing movie.
Oh, it's all PR.
What are you talking about?
We're going to do a movie without sound, without talking. This is going to be unique. And then everybody goes, "Ooh, I better vote for that. That's unique, and that makes me cool." F you.
If it was a bad movie, maybe, but it's a wonderful movie.
Yeah. Does it have tap dancing in it?
Yes.
What about all the people who have gone to the movie and have loved it, though, Kevin? They're not voting for anything except with their wallets. They're paying to go see a movie and enjoying it.
Bean, does it have tap dancing in it?
I haven't seen it yet.
The answer
it might.
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
And I gave up tap dancing, fourth grade. The oldest kid I want to see tap dance is pretty much fourth grade. So we're going to do that. We're also going to talk about last night's Glee, or is it tonight?
Tonight.
Tonight's Glee, which is a Michael Jackson theme.
Uh-huh.
So they're doing all Michael Jackson songs. A lot of people are very excited about that. I'm not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will do the Showbiz Beat next.
Band is called M83, coming up next year on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also some STP,
love
Coldplay,
M83.
Rise Against. Do you?
Song.
You like that?
Yeah.
Doo-doo, I
like that.
Yeah. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What you talking about?
Before I get to Showbiz News, how about a pair of passes to a very special... You can play the music. It's okay. Very special K-Rock sneak peek at never-before-seen footage from the upcoming film, The Amazing Spider-Man. Oh, I cannot wait for this film. One of the most anticipated films of the year. It's happening at the AMC Century City on Monday, February the 6th. And it's at noon, by the way. So if you can't make it during the day, don't call in. If you got a job or something you can't get out of, don't get in because someone else can use the pass.
A lot of people don't have those pesky jobs.
They are pesky. It is going to be a big chunk of footage from the film that no one has seen before. We're also going to stage a worldwide event, meaning that this is going to happen all over the world at the same time. I will be hosting. The hub of the wheel, if you will be Los Angeles, but we'll take a look at screenings similar to this in all cities all over the country, the world rather, and there will be some very special surprises as well that I can't talk about. But I'm telling you, if you're a Spider-Man fan, you're going to want to go to this. Trivia question, first person through with the right answer at 1-800-520-1067 will be my guest. You and a friend can come and see The Amazing Spider-Man with me. Here is your trivia question. One of Spider-Man's first girlfriends was the secretary to his boss, J. Jonah Jameson, over there at the Daily Bugle.
Of course.
What is her name? What is the name of Peter Parker's early girlfriend who worked for J. Jonah Jameson at the Daily Bugle. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First person through with the right answer gets a pair of passes.
Ryan Gosling.
It's not Ryan Gosling. No, I don't believe they ever dated, Peter Parker and Ryan Gosling.
Just checking.
Kate Winslet is in love and ready to marry again, says Star Magazine. Word is she got secretly engaged on New Year's Eve. She was given a ring by her new boyfriend, Ned Rock'n'Roll.
What?
Ned Rock'n'Roll.
That's not his name.
His name is Ned Rock'n'Roll.
Right, but it isn't.
Well, it is now. I mean, he had it legally changed.
Oh, what a douchebag.
To Ned Rock'n'Roll. Wow! I'm Ned Rock'n'Roll!
What a douchebag.
He's a rocker, man. Well, and a roller, apparently. I can't wait to see it. Coming soon to a theater near you. A story of Nazi Germany, starring Kate Rock'n'Roll. And it doesn't have the same gravitas, does it, when Kate's doing a drama. So look for them to talk about their wedding sometime soon. We talked about that Ferris Bueller, Matthew Broderick commercial that's going to be airing during the Super Bowl.
Right.
Last week. We had a little tease of it. And now apparently you can see the whole thing online. I don't know if you caught it or not. It's 2.5 minutes long. It is not exactly a Ferris Bueller sequel. Matthew Broderick plays himself in the commercial, but it is very much an homage to the original film Ferris Bueller. Instead of driving around in that Ferrari like he did in the movie, he's driving around in a Honda CR-V.
Ah, well, that's an upgrade.
Taking the day off and enjoying himself at amusement parks and museums. It's just like Ferris Bueller, and there's some very funny moments in it. And I'll tell you, Matthew Broderick has not been as funny or charming since that film, and he is again in this commercial. It's very entertaining. You can catch it online if you want to check it out. Hangover director Todd Phillips was the guy who directed it. And apparently, Broderick passed initially when they gave him the idea.
He said,
like,
no, thanks.
No, I'm not going to do that. And then he thought about it and called him back and said, is that still on the table? Because I think that would be fun now. So
that's smart.
We'll see it at the Super Bowl, and you can see it online.
It is interesting that, I mean, the version online is way longer than what you'll see on the Super Bowl because the time is so expensive to buy. But it is interesting, this new trend of releasing the commercials a week out so that they can get millions and millions of views beyond the people who are going to see it when they watch the game.
Well, as always, those commercials are one of the big parts of the event.
Yeah, sure.
It's a bloodbath over there at the X Factor.
Uh-oh.
You know, the reality competition singing program with Simon Cowell. Everybody's getting fired. I don't know what's up.
Simon's the only one left, right?
Yeah. Steve Jones, the host, out. Nicole Scherzinger, the judge, out.
Okay.
Paul Abdul.
Whoa.
Has been announced today will not be returning to the show.
Wow.
So Simon Cowell said that Steve Jones didn't do a bad job, but he said, like America's Got Talent, there's a Brit limit on the show. Meaning he's not going, so someone else has to. No word about L.A. Reid. I hadn't heard whether he's coming or going. But
is he sort of the enemy of... I don't know.
They battle a lot of the show. They are often at cross purposes. So, but the weird thing about the show is, too, it's like The Voice in the sense that the judges all pick...
They have their little
contestants
team.
Who right. are part of their team. And so there's competing between the judges as well as the singers.
Right.
So it's an odd mix.
I'm so surprised to see Paula go, though, because that was quite a hook to have Simon and Paula back together again, the way we remembered him from American Idol.
I didn't watch, but a lot of people did say one of their favorite parts was watching them sort of spar and flirt and all that kind of stuff.
What a surprise.
And Justin Bieber, it's announced, will host Saturday Night Live.
That's going to be terrible.
And be the musical guest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When does that ever happen?
That's going to be terrible.
He's doing it all. They do it once in a while. If they have a singer also host, they have that person perform as well. But that sounds horrible.
He's a terrible actor.
He is. He's not funny, and he thinks he is, and he does sketches and stuff, and it's going to be hideous. Alec Baldwin apparently broke the news yesterday on a... he's got a podcast now, Alec Baldwin, called Here's the Thing.
Really?
Yeah. And he was talking to Lorne Michael, the producer, and he let it slip that Bieber's on the list of hosts. Lorne Michael confirmed it later in the podcast, so it's going to happen, and you will not be happy. Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do. I'm not exactly sure who it is.
I'm not either.
It is Paul on line 7.
All right.
Oh, we can't see that from here. Paul?
It's Paul Lee. Hi.
Paul Lee.
Paul Lee. Hi, Paul Lee.
Well, you have comic book geek credentials, I'll tell you that.
Comic book artist extraordinaire, Lego expert, Paul Lee?
Yeah, that would be me.
This is almost like giving tickets to family. I don't know if we can do this or not. Have you won anything recently from K-Rock in the past 60 days?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yes, all right. Sir, that is always no.
Then I guess you win.
Okay.
You got to give me the answer, though.
Okay, Betty Brant.
Betty Brant is her name. That's correct. In the very first Spider-Man movie, she was played by the beautiful Elizabeth Banks. Before I knew who Elizabeth Banks was, yes. I remember watching and going, damn, look at Betty Brant. I can't wait till he starts banging her. And then he never went out with her. It kind of bummed me out. Paul, congratulations. I guess I'll be seeing you at this very special, the amazing Spider-Man event that we're going to do on Monday, February the 6th.
Woohoo!
Hey, I've got a question for you, Paul. Your little friend Roland didn't teach you how to break into the K-Rock phone lines or anything, did he?
He gave me a few tips.
That's what I was afraid of. It's bizarre that you got through.
He hacked right into our communication system.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, we'll see you on Monday, man. Hold on, we'll give you all the details.
Thank you.
I like Paul Lee. He's a good dude.
He's a great guy.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Jessica Walter from Arrested Development is 71 years old today. Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols, 56. Anthony LaPaglia, 53 years old today. Is he still doing that I Can't Find Anybody show?
Who knows?
He's on one of those CBS procedural shows.
Yeah. I Can't Find Anybody?
Lost in the Mix or something.
I think it's Without a Trace, maybe?
Chase the Crowd. I don't remember what it's called.
Where's that guy?
Who's the, hey, look at me, where did I go? I'm pretty sure that's not the name. Minnie Driver's 42 years old today. I like to drive her, you know what I mean?
Oh. You know what I'm saying there? Name? I don't know.
Driver. I'd like to drive
that's
her.
That's her name, yeah.
Oh, never mind. Portia de Rossi.
That's what I'm talking about.
Birthday. Paul Scheer, very funny actor and comedian from The League and other projects. He is 36 years old today. Yeah, but speaking of procedurals, he does a parody of them online called, I forget what it's called, this CSINS San Diego SUV or something.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Very, very funny show. Yeah. Check it out. He's 30. Maybe his son. Is it on Adult Swim?
I don't know.
I've seen it online, but maybe it's on Adult Swim. Anyway.
You got too goddamn many questions today,
I think
Rob.
It is. Guy.
How could I check it out?
Yeah, I think it is, too. It's one of those mini shows. It's like 15 minutes or something, yeah. Children's Hospital. He's a 36 years old comedian. Bobby Moynihan from Saturday Night Live is 35. And Justin Timberlake, JT, celebrates his 31st birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, and it is 7 minutes after 6 o'clock.
I'm going to tell you about the K-Rock World Tour 2012 Destination Number 5, Kevin. Can I get you to do the sound effects live? Could you give us a little bit of your impression as we mention it?
I don't think so, because I think you don't mess with perfection.
You listen all day long today on K-Rock, including around 9 o'clock this morning here on the Kevin Beach Show. You win tickets to the Smokeout Festival. Then you get on the standby boarding list to go see the band Korn in Amsterdam.
Hit it, Steve.
I said, no, I know.
Come on.
You have a recorded version.
That's disappointing.
It's that never going to be better than that. Let's
fail.
Be honest.
Dad, because that is a fail.
You know, we all give it 100% around here, Kevin.
Not Kevin. Kevin's giving it about 85%
because
right
I
now.
Promised you I would do it. I told you 30 seconds before I wasn't going to.
But then when the people were standing there waiting for it, I thought you might come through.
That's wrong, it. Sir. Oh, okay. You get nothing.
You can disappoint like you do.
And you like it.
Let's turn our attention to a show none of us watch, but it's still enormously popular. It is called Glee, and it airs Tuesday nights on Fox. You know, every once in a while, of course, they do lots of different sorts of songs, everything from Broadway right to, you know, top 40 hits of today. But every once in a while, they'll do an episode surrounded by just one artist's music. They did a Gaga episode, if I recall. They did a Madonna episode. And tonight, the long-awaited Michael Jackson episode on Glee.
Michael Jackson episode.
Yeah.
Seems like he's got plenty of songs to choose from.
Plenty of songs, yeah.
About 40 years of hits to pick from. But, you know, it seems like it'd be a tremendous boon to the estate. I mean, don't those Glee records just sell like crazy every week?
Oh,
no, I think they do. Yeah, on iTunes. I do. I think they do a lot. Yeah, they put out the music ahead of time even.
So once again, Michael Jackson's going to be making more money dead than he made when he was alive in the last few years. But we wanted to find out, you know, is this as much of an honor as we think it is? We're going to fire up the hotline to heaven, get MJ back on the show here on the Kevin and Bean program. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Demo!
Happy New Year, man. We haven't talked to you this year. What's going on?
Happy New Year to you, too, by the way.
And may thank you. Say,
nicely done.
See? Michael Jackson is dead, and he's willing to take the extra effort. Kevin, you're not. How about that? So, Michael, congratulations on the Glee tonight. That's a big deal. I guess they're doing about 10 of your songs or something.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean, I guess?
It's not a good thing?
I'm not a big fan of Glee.
Oh.
You would? I would think you would love it. It's all young people singing and dancing. Some of them really young.
I like my young people doing something else. I don't like
Oh, Michael. Really?
But you appreciate...
I'm playing on the playground or just enjoying their childhood. It's hard for me to watch young people singing and dancing because I lost so much of my childhood.
I see.
Oh, I see.
Like that in front of an audience. And I think if I had to do it all over again, I would rather have a regular childhood.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I understand where you came from.
Plus,
obviously,
there's no little kids on there. Like little.
Oh, Michael.
Mike, stop that with this little kid thing.
These are teenagers, though. Yeah. I mean, you were a performing teenager.
Don't they have any younger brothers or sisters or cousins or something? I want to see Glee the elementary school years.
I don't think anyone wants to see that. We're not comfortable with that.
I don't like that noise either, Michael.
Now, what do you think about the songs that they chose, like Human Nature and Scream, Black and White?
I had a song called Scream.
I Just Can't Stop Loving You. Yes, you did, with your sister.
I don't remember Scream.
With your sister, Rebe, or whatever her name is.
It was Janet. It was Janet. Remember that was the crazy, like, outer space video, the kind of the one with you screaming at each other in a spaceship?
Not ringing a bell.
It existed.
Was it LaToya?
No, it was Janet. I think it went to number 5, if I recall.
Beans, right? You're on the spaceship, yelling at each other. You both had—I don't know what was going on.
Sure, it wasn't Bubbles.
No, it was you. Look, it's your song. You wrote it, Michael.
I wrote a lot of songs.
Right.
I spent a lot of time in my songwriting tree.
Yes, sure. You did. That's where you used to write. Yes.
Songs. I can't be remembered. I can't be expected to remember them all.
We just thought you would if anyone did. That's all.
They do Black or White on the episode tonight. Very popular song of yours.
I hope Baby Precious doesn't have one. Are she doing Fat? Because I'm fat.
That's Weird
Al. Jump on it.
That's a Weird Al cover.
That girl.
Yeah, your song was Bad. They are doing Bad, but
Jam
no Fat.
Jam on toast every 5 minutes. That girl, she is huge.
She is rather large.
Yeah. Doing Fat Coach Beast is not my lover.
I don't think
that with Coach Beast, that giant woman.
No.
She-Man, whatever it is.
I don't know who, what she is.
I don't think they're doing Billie Jean.
How about the cripple kid? Is he doing any of my songs?
I believe he is.
I think Artie is singing on a couple of them.
He's my favorite, the crippled one.
Why? Why do you like the kid in the wheelchair?
I like kids who can't get away too fast.
Oh, Michael.
Even Lisa is horrified now.
It comes in handy.
Come on.
And by handy, I mean.
Yes, we know what that means.
All right. I think I've had just about enough of this. All right. Thank you, Michael. You shouldn't watch the show tonight.
That girl is so fast.
She is. Talk about opposites. Talk about a little something for everybody on today's Kevin and Bean Show. You have the beautiful and the talented Sarah Michelle Gellar coming up in a few minutes, talking about Ringer coming back on CW tonight.
Right.
And then on the complete other side of the spectrum, Petros Papadakis next hour. I mean, you couldn't be further away from beautiful or talented, could you?
That's true. That is the opposite. It's the opposite of her in every way.
On the way here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Kevin, let's compare notes on our Saturday night viewing experiences.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I was DVR'd the UFC on Fox, and that's a lot of initials.
So did I, yes.
But I sure didn't see the end of the Sugar Rashad Evans fight.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. I sure saw 3 rounds of that before my DVR cut off and said, sorry, not so much for you.
Yeah, here's what happened with me in general is that when you buy the pay-per-view, it is like 6 hours long. And then it asks if it's a sporting event, do you want to go, you know, put an extra 30 minutes on it? And you say no because you don't need it. It doesn't even eat up the 6 hours. Turns out Fox is different. And at the end of the 3rd round, the Sugar Rashad Evans fight just quit.
Went right to my local news. I'll tell you that.
That's not coming back. And by the time you get to watch it, it's already over. So that was it. I didn't get the end of the fight.
That sucks.
Now, thank God, nothing momentous
dramatic
happened. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it was a decision. So that was one of the big fights of the night. That was actually the headliner. But it was the fight before that that possibly even more people were excited about. And this was the Chael Sonnen and Michael Bisping fight. And we had both of those guys on last week. And Chael Sonnen we were very excited about having him on the Kevin Bean Show because he's a very entertaining guy because he is a trash talker.
He's crazy. I thought.
He might be crazy, too. Yeah. And he had, even on our show, you can hear this on the Kevin Bean podcast from last week if you're interested, even on our show, I mean, he just went on a rant about Anderson Silva and what a fat old man he was, you know, talking about how he couldn't wait to get past this fight so he could fight Anderson Silva, which he's going to do in June since he ended up winning this fight. But he did not win it in the most convincing of fashions, did he?
Nor is he going to beat Anderson Silva, I don't think.
Yeah.
He likes to talk big, and I find people that are crazy fascinating. So after the last fight, he was yelling at Anderson Silva, "You're old, you're washed up. Well, I'll tell you what, let's fight, and whichever one of us loses, let's quit the sport forever." I was like, what's going on? This guy's crazy.
It's quite a bet.
Until I saw him on Saturday night when he was fighting Michael Bisping, who's no joke, and they were both fighting, and it was a pretty close fight. It was sort of boring. I don't like those kind of fights.
There was a lot of grappling.
Yeah, a lot of grappling, which is basically just them hugging.
Yeah, on the ground.
on the ground, sometimes yeah. Standing up.
It was
up.
This close to gay porn at one point.
It really was, yeah. I started hearing that music in my head. But anyway, it was a decision, and the judges said that Chael Sonnen won. So Joe Rogan, as usual, gets into the ring with the winner and asks him, you know, how he felt about the fight. Was he in trouble at any point? He asks the same kinds of questions.
All right, I'm here with the winner, Chael Sonnen. First of all, Chael, congratulations. A very tough fight. Michael Bisping showed he had some great takedown defense. He surprised you at all in this fight.
Okay, now that's, as you said, that's a typical post-fight question, very legitimate question. Don't expect to hear Chael Sonnen answer that question because he has apparently some prepared material that he wants to bring to the Chicago audience Saturday night.
Joe Rogan, tonight is not for questions for me. This is your night, brother. I want to know how you feel being only inches away from greatness. I want you to tell everybody how it feels. Are you not mesmerized? Do you not have chills going up your spine for the...
He, by the way, I didn't notice this at the time I was watching it, but the crowd is responding very well to him boasting like this.
Yeah.
And as you point out, razor-thin victory, right? By decision. Just barely.
Could have gone either way.
Right.
It wasn't like he came out and just literally kicked the guy into submission and choked him out or knocked him out in the first round. It went the whole way, and the judges had to rule on who won. And even then, I was watching thinking, I don't know, it could go either way as far as
right.
I know.
Right.
Do you not have chills going up your spine for the first time on Fox for you to be here in Chael's Octagon on Chael's channel, holding Chael's microphone, interviewing Chael.
Now, over the top a little bit, Lisa, what do you think?
A little bit, maybe, just a little bit.
You know he's doing that on purpose.
But he's being funny, right?
Yeah, you know, well, you know, you think he is. Yeah, I don't know if he's being funny or if he's just, he knows how to promote a fight.
Yeah.
But here's my...
I don't know that it's Chael's network yet, just because you've been on it for 8 minutes, Chael.
Here's my whole thing. He barely won. If you're going to mouth off like that, I don't know. You might want to kick some ass first.
Make it a decisive
He goes
victory.
Out there and he hugs him for a while, then they hug on the ground, then they hug against the ring, and then every once in a while somebody throws a punch. And I mean, really, it was unimpressive. Michael Bisping is a great fighter, so it was a good win for him, but... It was an unimpressive win. It's not like he dominated or imposed his will or anything. They just hugged a lot.
So you don't think this
is... I'm pretty excited. While you're thinking about that, remember this. When you're the greatest fighter in the world today, they got a name for you.
By the way, how is he the greatest fighter in the world today? Anderson Silva is the champ. He hasn't beaten him yet.
This guy has 11 losses.
Yeah, that's another good point,
by the
way.
The point is, like, this guy is not considered the greatest fighter in the world. So I think he's being funny.
Yeah.
But it just seems to me like if you're going to mouth off like that, maybe you want to win in a little more dominating fashion.
When you're the greatest fighter in the world today, they got a name for you. They don't call you a great fighter. They call you Chael Sonnen. Beat me if you can.
And then he just walks away. That's
walks
the
away.
End of the interview. Never answers a single question.
Beat me if you can. He's going to go up against Anderson Silva, and Anderson Silva's going to beat him. And then what?
And what's left for him to trash talk about how great he is once he's said all this after this fight, by the way?
That is a good point.
He's not leaving himself very much room to position himself as being even better.
I think he's being funny, but he has painted himself into a corner where you can't really boast more than that. This is my fight. This is my ring. This is my network. This is which would
how's it feel to hold my microphone, Joe Rogan?
Right, which would be funnier to me had he kicked ass, but since it was a hug fest, I was not so impressed.
Mm-hmm. He is certainly entertaining.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
White Stripes on the way here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, the Red Hot Chili Peppers and the Killers. And Sublime, too. Isn't it hard to believe we're playing the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Sublime
today?
It is,
yeah.
Wow, must be some sort of holiday or something. Always a thrill when we welcome this next Emmy winner to the Kevin and Bean Show. And I am so happy to say that Ringer is back on the CW tonight at 9 o'clock. Sarah Michelle Gellar, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my dear?
Thank you for having me. I'm great.
You are, thank God you're calling around to remind people, because it seems like Ringer has been off the air for like 2.5 years. Like, I remember I used to watch that show, but I was very young. How long has it been, seriously, since we've had a new episode?
That's a good question. Probably, was it November, December?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know how tough it is to keep everything straight with so many shows on TV. So this is, it's awesome that you're calling in to remind people.
Well, I thank you for having me then to do it.
And of course, your show is a very difficult show to summarize, because you have so many plot lines going through. You got big picture stuff, and then you got episode to episode stuff. But what are you telling people they need to know before they tune in tonight?
Well, that's the good thing about where we're picking up tonight, is it's starting in, you know, the new year, both for us and for the characters. And so it's sort of, we're kicking off some new storylines. So if you haven't been watching, it's a really good place to pick up.
Okay.
But for the people that have been watching, it's a great big payoff, because it's the first time the twins are going to be in the same city and the same room since we started.
I can't imagine how pissed Siobhan is that Bridget is living her life and enjoying it so much.
And she has that big, new, beautiful honking diamond ring that Andrew got her. So she's going to be really cranky.
Explain to people who haven't watched the show who the twins are.
Okay, so it's Bridget and Siobhan, identical twins, best friends, and something happened that estranged them. You don't know what, but you will find out a couple episodes from now, actually. We will go back and tell the story of why they don't speak.
Both of them played by Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes, both of them played by me.
Yes. Go ahead.
What?
I'm sorry, go ahead. I interrupted.
That's okay.
You go, Bean.
So how... So now that you have started to film episodes again, like you did in the very beginning of the season, where you're playing opposite yourself, you just say a line and then you have a stand-in and we're seeing her back, and then you run around and do the other person's line on the other side?
I mean, pretty much. We every once in a while there's other ways to do it, but most of the time, yeah, we'll shoot it and we'll freeze, and you know, they'll lock off the set, and then I go and I change and I become the other character, and I come back and I do the other side. It's pretty amazing what you can do, though, because the twins, that you can hug, you can touch. It's kind of crazy.
But at some
point, tell it all.
But at some point, don't you say, "Hey, I'd like one scene I'm not in."
Oh, I say that every week.
Okay.
I'm an executive producer. That's the important stuff.
Right. What's the body count? And I was thinking about this at the end of the first half of the season. Sarah Michelle Gellar talking with us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now about the return of Ringer tonight on the CW. I was thinking, it's funny that she fled Wyoming because, you know, she didn't want to testify and she was worried about, you know, the bad guys coming after her. And you've killed at least two people since then. You've become one of the bad guys, right?
Well, I mean, that's the whole point of the show, though, is that, you know, it's the duality of our nature, you know, as human beings. We're not either good or bad. And just when you think you've decided who someone is, they're going to do something that's going to shock you. And, oh, they are a good person. Oh, they're a bad person. And I think that's how, you know, nobody is, I mean, unless you're Jeffrey Dahmer, really. I mean, no one's just all good or all bad. We have different sides to us.
And how many people are Jeffrey Dahmer? Really, if you look at it that way.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Quinn Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't know.
Just the one, I'm guessing.
You took some time off before you started with Ringer, and I know you had a baby and you got going on that, and I know how much work it is for you to do this particular television show. I mean, you didn't come back with something easy, with a 3-day-a-week job. Let's face it.
Has it? Thinking.
Yeah,
you what were you thinking?
You definitely
you definitely bit off a lot, but have you regretted it at all? Is it more than you bargained for?
You know what? It is more than I bargained for, in the best way possible. I've been doing this, you know, my entire life, and this is the best time I've ever had.
Really?
You know, when you have a show like Buffy, you've accomplished so much, you don't have the same pressure. Nothing's ever going to be Buffy. So you don't try to top it, or you just do something that interests you, that's fun, that your fans will like. And I work with a group of the nicest actors around. We all bring our kids to set. It's honestly, it's the most fun I've ever had, and we get home at reasonable hours.
It seems like a cool show to work on, too, as well, because your original character, you look at your twin sister and you go, her life's ideal. I mean, she's got no problems. She's got a perfect life. So I'm just going to step in and I'm going to be her. And then all of a sudden you start uncovering layer after layer after layer of her life isn't as ideal as you thought.
Well, isn't that the oldest story in the book? They say put a group of people in a room together, and once you hear everybody else's problems, you want your own back.
Yeah, that's true. And the last time we talked to you was right when the show was premiering. It must have been unbelievably gratifying to see how big a hit this was for the CW right out of the gate. I mean, it was their highest rated new show in a long time.
Well, I think for us, the fun is in the fans. It's the people that are so passionate about it and want to know what's going to happen and then ask you and then don't want to know. And, you know, and to keep people interested and hooked and challenge them, because I love television. I love watching television, and I like shows that make me think 24 damages. You know, oh, I know who's the bad. Oh, wait, that's not the bad guy. Wait, I know what's going
right.
to happen. Wait, something else happens.
How many people think through it more than you, so that they show up on the street and they're talking to you and you go, wow, you've really put some thought into this?
Oh, that's the story of my life. Like when people ask me about, remember that episode of Buffy? And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. You're going to have to give me more to go on, right.
And then I always answer, was I in that episode?
Well, this show, Ringer, as I said when you came on, Sarah, I'm so glad you reminded us it is back, because there's so many new shows these days and so many channels. I mean, it's got to be. I mean, you've been in television a long time. It must even seem to you harder than ever to get the message out because there's so much competition.
It's so hard. I mean, luckily we live in an era where, you know, you do have the ability to DVR and watch, you know, more than one show. But it's really difficult. And the attention span, you know, is less also, I think, you know, with the computers and,
sure.
you know, IMing and all this. And so, you know, we really ask a lot of our audience to tune in and to stay with it. But what I love about our show is there's always payoff. So we don't put a storyline out there. I made a promise at the beginning, and I will hold steadfast. We will answer the questions. You'll never be left with more questions.
It's not going to be like Lost, where every week we go, oh, come on!
I mean, I think ultimately that's what, you know, Lost was an amazing show, but I know that the audience at times were incredibly frustrated, and so we're trying constantly to pay that off so that, you know, I promise the audience that every storyline we start, we know what the end is before we start it.
Wow, that's a great promise. And get yourself a kid in a wheelchair to sing some Michael Jackson songs, and then you'll have something going.
Nope, that's another show.
Oh, that's Glee. I'm sorry. That's a different show altogether. Ringer is back.
You totally took me a second there, too, because I was like, can I get in a wheelchair? I don't know why I didn't think that was Glee right away. You really stumped me there for a minute. Like, is that a reality show?
Sorry about that. little singing and dancing. That's all that's missing. The show is called Ringer. It airs again tonight, Back from the Dead on the CW. Sarah Michelle Gellar, always wonderful to talk to you on the Kevin Bean Show. Thanks for coming on.
And same to you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Nice.
Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55.
You guys hear the new Jack White song that he released yesterday?
Did not.
New solo. His first ever solo song. It's pretty good. Pretty darn good. It's got an album coming out in a couple of months.
Finally, he's making some music. I'm glad to see that he's able to get a project off the ground.
It is hilarious.
One of his 17 bands that he's in.
It is funny that he has so many bands, yet still releases solo records.
Well, he needs to express himself, because obviously he doesn't have any outlet for his music or any opportunities to perform or record.
We'll play one of our favorite games, Snooki or Chloe, coming up next after the top of the hour. Then Petros Papadakis joins us on the Kevin Beach Show. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Simpsons are celebrating their 500th episode coming up this season. 500 episodes of a TV show.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Craziness. And to celebrate, Fox is having the Simpsons Ultimate Fan Marathon Challenge at Hollywood and Highlands starting Wednesday on February the 8th. What they're trying to do is to break the Guinness World's Record for continuous television viewing.
Boring!
So they're going to bring together registered fans who will come together to watch up to 500 continuous episodes of The Simpsons and attempt to break that record.
So 200 might break might hold the record?
Hey, if you last, there's a prize of $10,500. Now, if you're the only one who survives to the end, you claim it all. If there's two people left, they'll split it. If there's three people left, they'll each get a taste. It all depends how many people will make it. I'm telling you, it won't be 200 people at the end of this.
Right.
I guarantee you. The record is 86 hours, 6 minutes and 41 seconds. So I'm guessing that not a lot of people are going to be able to make it that long.
We should have Dave do it. I'll bet he could.
Yeah, well, he did twice.
Oh.
Yeah. If you'd like to participate, I have one seat available for a true Simpsons fan. If you'd like to go and participate, you may win the prize. If nothing else, you'll automatically get the Simpsons DVDs seasons 1 through 14. So for a Simpsons fan, this is a win-win situation. All you need to do is answer the trivia question. What are the names of the Flanders kids right next door?
Oh.
The Flanders? What are the names of the Flanders kids? 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. And if you are the first person to get through with the right answer, you'll be able to go down there to Hollywood and Highlands starting Wednesday, February the 8th, and watch a lot of television.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
Nope. All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Nickelback is firing back.
Yeah.
They are not going to take it anymore. Nickelback responding to their haters on Twitter. I got to tell you something. For Nickelback, they're kind of funny.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Here's some of the examples. I guess now they're seeking out the hate, and then they're just firing back.
Good.
My stereo turned itself back on again, tweets Megan. To Nickelback, again. Doesn't it know I effing hate them with a fiery, burning passion? Nickelback tweeted back, that makes your stereo excellent. Enjoy the flames. Ha! Burn!
It's not bad, considering you would think they would be, like, ugly mad.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like, they seem like they're semi-cool about it, but doesn't make them good.
Yeah. This one is, Nicolas Cage is the Nickelback of actors. Nickelback tweeted back, that one's a little stale. Try harder next time. The awkward moment when your mom likes both Coldplay and Nickelback, tweeted AJ. If she listens to Creed, I'll have to kill her. Nickelback wrote back, way to go, Mom. I like the one where they said, my ears are bleeding. I'm listening to Nickelback. They said, guilty pleasure. And then someone threatened to kill themselves if Nickelback keeps making music. And they wrote back, did you do it yet? What's the holdup? I thought that was pretty strong. So don't mess with Nickelback, man.
No.
Apparently.
You will get the horns. Or whatever that means. I don't know.
However that goes.
Hey, Stretch Armstrong has been greenlit. Woo! Woo! They're making the movie. They've been threatening for a while to make the movie. Now they're going to do it. Stretch Armstrong! For those of you who don't know, Stretch Armstrong was a toy.
Yeah, I was going to say help.
In the 70s. That stretched.
Okay.
He was a guy. He was like a bodybuilder guy. And uh-huh. You would grab him and you would stretch him.
Okay.
And
wasn't he would
come back.
A comic book character?
No. He would come back to his form once you stretched him.
Okay.
So he's making a movie about that guy.
So he stretches.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't.
Yes.
And that's going to be the movie.
April 2014. They've announced the release date for Stretch Armstrong.
Is he going to be in the Battleship movie?
I hope so. This is all
or
part
the
of
Rubik's Cube movie.
That Hasbro deal. Taylor Lautner originally was supposed to play Stretch Armstrong, but he has bowed out. Oh, I guess he doesn't have the acting chops to play a toy that stretches. That's my guess. And while we're talking about new movies, you want to go see that Spider-Man event that I'm hosting on Monday, February the 6th, The Amazing Spider-Man. Never before seen footage from The Amazing Spider-Man. It'll be at the AMC Century City on Monday, as I mentioned. It's a worldwide event with some very special surprises. I will be there hosting. I'd like you to come with me. Caller number 10 right now, 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 10. We'll get to see some sneak peek footage of The Amazing Spider-Man, one of the most anticipated films of this year. It's no Stretch Armstrong.
No, of course not, but what is?
But I bring you the best that I can.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
Once again, no. Do we only have the one Homer drop? Is that the... Today's celebrity birthdays. Jessica Walter from Arrested Development is 71 years old. Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols, 56. Anthony LaPaglia celebrates 53 years old today. We discovered the name of his show, by the way, is Hey, Where's That Guy?
Oh, all right.
That's the name.
Sure, that's it.
Minnie Driver's 42 years old today. Portia de Rossi celebrates 39 years. Paul Scheer is 36. Actor and comedian Bobby Moynihan of Saturday Night Live is 35 years old. And Justin Timberlake celebrates 31 years old today. Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do, as a matter of fact. We have George.
George?
Yeah?
The Flanders Kids.
Rod and Todd.
Rod and Todd, indeed.
Woo!
I'm feeling cold. Congratulations. You're going to have a chance to go down to Hollywood and Highland and watch 500 episodes of The Simpsons. If you stick it out all the way through, you might win yourself a piece of $10,500.
Oh, I can't wait.
But automatically, we're going to give you the DVDs, seasons 1 through 14. Hold on, we'll give you all the details. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk all... What?
Huh?
I walk the show business.
Looking ahead this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way, our old friend Adam Carolla is going to be joining us tomorrow. He, you know, we haven't had a chance to talk to him about The Celebrity Apprentice, and I guess since it hasn't aired yet, we still can't talk to him about it. But
right.
I'm very excited he's going to be on that show. Also, we'll catch up with the president. Dana White will be back on talking about UFC 143. Carson Daly joins us talking about the premiere of The Voice after the Super Bowl this weekend. Porn star Katie Morgan on the program today. A lot of good stuff coming up right now. How about your phone calls on the Kevin and Bean Afro line? It's our voicemail that we've set up for you 24/7. You can call us at 323-520-AFRO.
King of Mexico and I made a bet about the Lakers-Clippers game, this last one, which the Lakers won, which means the King has to go
to a lake, which he's not used to.
Ouch. Steve, Lake Arrowhead, huh? Just remember that. Only one team in L.A. and the Lakers. Shove that song up your...
Yeah.
Wow. Not a fan.
Shove
By
that
way,
song
I know,
up
I here. Know that... You've agreed with Dave and with the world that the Clippers are actually good this year.
Right.
But to handily beat Oklahoma City last night, that's pretty impressive for any team.
It is, but let me just put this into perspective, if you don't mind. If they have 3 to 4 decades of dominance, mm-hmm. then they can start talking.
But I don't think I don't think Clipper fans are saying, hey, check out our past. I think Clipper fans are saying, hey, check out our present.
Right.
I don't think they care.
They get to do that.
I'm saying
I don't think they get to. They care at this point what the Lakers won in the last 40 years. They're just saying, hey, look at us this year.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. So Super Bowl's coming up, and everybody keeps talking about it. Who do you think's going to win? Who do you think's going to win? Giants, Patriots. Giants, Patriots tonight. It's going to be a good game. I don't know. So my response is, Masa Lasse is a toss-up.
So that's a toss-up.
That's a great response to any question.
How do you know? That's a good point. This chick has an observation.
So I'm driving home from work, and I'm listening to the news, and somewhere in California, a dude was arrested today for driving around with no pants on, smoking meth. And he told police that it was because he was sexually frustrated because he hadn't had sex in a month. And the guy's name was Omar Khan. Now, Omar, I know she's pregnant. Come on, dude.
Come on, dude.
DJ Omar Khan.
What's happening with him?
All of our listeners who saw that story were so hoping it was our Omar Khan. And I'm happy to say that it was.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm happy to confirm that as well. You know, we played that dude, News of the Globe, News of the World, the drunk guy?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's the best.
Martin, Kevin, Dave, Ralph, and to the China laces, the China. Very good today in the morning, and it's the King of Mexico's bitches.
That's a good point.
Huh.
I mean, I hadn't thought of all that quite that way, but I guess it makes sense. Had a psychic sports...
He was sort of a fitness expert.
Fitness expert, psychic.
Life coach, psychic.
So I'm listening to the podcast about the 2012 predictions. I have a prediction. Bean will be an idiot, and neither of you will be funny.
Aww. How are you going to come at us like that?
Yeah.
Seriously, that's just mean.
Here's some response to about the President's State of the Union.
That's how you interpreted that?
This guy's calling about the price of gas.
Uh-oh, that was gross.
State of the economy.
This one's for you, Lisa May.
John, that one had an exclamation point on it.
Joblessness.
I can burp on command.
By the way, this girl's impressive.
Back to back.
Stop. Please stop. Please stop.
How's that for a woman?
She is proud.
How's that for a woman, huh? All right, let's stop. Well, after that.
And that's what I do.
That is what he does. That is what he does, and he does it.
All right, it's about to get loud in here, ladies and gentlemen. Petros Papadakis joins us from the PMX radio show. Hey, Pete, how are you, man?
I'm sorry about the text thing. I wanted to send a text. I thought to send a text.
And now Petros continues an off-air conversation.
I'm sorry. I just thought I feel badly. I feel badly about it. What's cracking, y'all? How are you?
You know, we're good.
What's popping with y'all? Happy Super Bowl week. Am I allowed to say that?
I guess. Yes.
Happy big game week. Are you guys having a big game party?
If we are, I haven't heard anything about it.
Are you going to watch the big game this year?
We can call it the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
we're allowed to call it the Super Bowl.
As long as we're not having a party.
Yeah, as long as you spell it with two O's. S-O-O-P-E-R. Super Bowl. In Indianapolis, a tropical paradise. That's why Matt and I didn't go.
How big, this is, look.
It's a big game, Bean.
I would have been excited to have a little West Coast love. I would have been happy to see the 49ers get in it.
Sure.
Honestly, it's all, you know, it's all Northeast United States here. But these are two teams that have a large national following. This is going to be a huge, huge game.
Well, it's always a huge game. I mean, look, the NFL transcends, you know, the market, like Green Bay or something like that. If it was basketball and it was Memphis against San Antonio in the Western Conference Finals, everybody would be like, oh, this sucks, and,
right.
you know, no Cleveland involved. But when the NFL, it doesn't quite matter, but you're right. These are two big, huge markets. All those mailbox-headed fans on the East Coast are going to get all geeked up about it. They're going to scream joyless epithets at each other. None of them are going to be in the stadium because it's correct. All corporate people, as you guys know.
That
it's
is
all
very correct.
People, I work for Goldman Sachs, and we're here on a weekend getaway. And we went to, oh, my God, we went to the Playboy party. We were also at the Maxim party. Me and Blake here. You know, it's like a whole.
He's not lying. I used to go to the Super Bowl a lot, and there were very few fans in attendance at the Super Bowl because it was all.
No, it's a giant monolith worship moment for American commercialism every single year. You know, the Bud Light party, the Corona Extra party, the Hormel chili party.
I mean, you could have gone and decided not to.
If somebody pays us to go, we go. But nobody, I mean, no one really asked us this year. If we wanted to go, I guess we would go. I'm going to Portland tomorrow. I'm going to host the Oregon State Beavers recruiting dinner. So I'm not sweating it either. Hey, that's not funny. The Oregon State Beavers are a great. They are wonderfully coached by a great man,
right.
named Mike Riley.
But you're going to host a recruitment dinner.
They have a giant banquet.
He does it every
2,000 beavers. That's right, Bean. And, no, I swear to God, it's a bunch of beavers in orange and black wearing their buck teeth. And
time
I go
to bring
up,
out the salad.
I am the king of the beavers. I go up there and be like, God, it's great to be a beaver, and they freak out. Super Bowl week, Smooper Bowl. I'm going to see the beavers. I might even get a microbrew beer and some, you know, fat back bacon up there, whatever the hell they have.
We've got plenty of days to worry about the Super Bowl, but I want to talk to you, since you are a sports expert, I want to talk to you about what is going on with your Los Angeles Clippers.
I was there last night.
Were you there? You saw the dunk?
Yeah.
It's now capital T, capital D, the dunk?
Well, I was in the media room, the Chick Hearn media room, watching, well, not even watching the game, just eating popcorn.
During the game?
Free popcorn.
Well, I know, but
they don't got popcorn out by the media seats.
No, but they have it in between quarters and at halftime.
I don't want to walk. I just like to hang out and eat the popcorn.
Wow.
Anyway, the point is this. I mean, sometimes I periodically go out there to check and see what's going on if the t-shirt bazooka guy is firing correctly or anything like that. But I went just in the media room, was eating some popcorn, hanging out, you know, doing my thing. And all of a sudden, the guy that played Shaggy, Matthew Lillard.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who I guess is in the new movie, The Descendants, which is how he was able to buy tickets again. God bless him.
Right.
He's a really nice guy. He like jumped into my arms and started screaming and flailing his arm.
Yeah,
and everybody's like, God, because no one screams in the media room. I mean, no one says a word.
A science fiction movie where a woman cheats on George Clooney with Matthew Lillard, by the way.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, that happens.
So George is, the Clune dog's a cuckold?
Yes.
Whoa.
I don't know the meaning of that, but I'm guessing so.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so get back to what happened on the court.
Anyway, it was like the craziest dunk of all time. Blake Griffin is this explosive freak. I mean, just a freak. Beyond a freak. I mean, it's like a trampoline body, and he just like a pogo stick or something.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of violent movement and a lot of suddenness to what he can do as an athlete, real fast twitch. And it just gets more and more amazing. I mean, every single game, the stuff he does that is amazing is now kind of just par for the course that people are used to seeing.
But still, you size up a play. When a guy's coming down to the basket, you size up a play of all the things that could happen.
It's physics.
Right? And, you go, and that's not one of the things in your mind that could happen is that he would jump over a guy.
Nobody screams in the media room. And you had writers, tenured, ink-stained, wretch basketball writers who are old and gnarled, screaming and yelling as if it was the apocalypse.
It's a physical game.
Lawler.
Oh, what a play by Blake.
Is it possible to top what he did last year?
Almost a Mozgov.
It's better than a Mozgov. I didn't think it was possible to top him. Look at that play.
That's perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
And they showed it about seven times, and rightfully so.
Mozgov's the guy he jumped over last year.
Ah.
But this was worse. I mean, that guy, Kendrick Perkins, is a great defender, and he got absolutely, I mean, just humiliated and destroyed and desecrated out there by Blake Griffin and Ralph. Oh, me, oh, my. You think he would have dropped a bingo, you know. And our announcer for the Clippers is kick-ass. Bingo!
It's a kick-ass, like old-school
yeah,
kick-ass.
Fasten yeah. your safety belt!
How many years has Blake Griffin been in the NBA now, Pete?
Well, he's been in the NBA 3 years, but this is his second year playing because he was out his first year, his rookie year, his actual rookie year. He was out injured. And the guy, look, the one thing the guy doesn't do great is shoot the ball or pass the ball or dribble the ball.
But if he can do that.
I mean, he's getting there and he's developing, and the guy's an absolute freak. And what I love is he's a team player. He plays his ass off. He chases after balls if they're up 20 or down 20, like a dog chases a frisbee in the park. I mean, he goes flying into the crowd.
He plays, gets it with his teeth?
Well, he will. I mean, he really is. He has a great mentality out
there. He does,
I
agree.
And the Clippers have great leadership, and Chris Paul now and Chauncey Billups. They still lack depth. They're not a finished product, but they're a really exciting basketball team. Obviously, they don't match up to the history and the legend of the Lakers and what that franchise is. But right now, I don't think people matter. I mean, people don't care. It doesn't matter to people. They're excited to watch the Clippers do what they do every night because they are the most exciting team to watch in the NBA. And they have the most exciting player.
Yeah.
And that's a guy who's putting his ginger body on everybody.
Blake over Griffin. Everybody.
Yeah, well, and on.
Literally over and
he
on.
He is a cyclops, though. There's not a lot of periphery there. I mean, he's got his eyes are real close. I mean, real close.
All right, we have to take a break right now.
That, though, if he can do that kind of dog.
Hey, I'm Greek. Cyclops is the stuff of myth to us.
Our friend Petros Papadakis is in studio with
9.
I'm just saying Emily's not doing herself any favors. That's what I'm saying.
Well, look. She's a PhD. I thought for sure that.
She
well, you know, it's
better.
Like a death sentence when you tell the guy something's going on.
You don't go to Ben and complain about other women in the house
because he didn't want to hear it.
No,
he wants to concentrate on his time with you.
It makes you seem like you are petty, even though I think Courtney is the worst person.
Ralph came into the studio and they started talking Bachelorette.
Well, it's hard
bachelor,
for people.
It's the Bachelor.
Whatever.
Bachelor, whatever.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Okay.
Penis or vagina. That's that big a difference. That big a difference.
That you have to have a vagina to watch?
Or an important one in your life.
That's right.
I see. So that's why you watch?
Well, that's why I started watching.
That's why you start watching, but then you get hooked, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, and you know what I like to do? I have this move when I get uncomfortable watching The Bachelor. It happens all the time.
Sure.
I stick my face in the creases in the couch, and I kick my legs in the air like I'm riding a bicycle or swimming upside down.
What are you talking about?
You know, just to get the stress out because, you know, there's a lot of anxiety. You get the chills, like the nerdy chills. You know what I mean?
Who gets the nerdy chills while watching The Bachelor?
Because they say nerdy, weird things to each other.
Yes.
Like, you know, like this.
Ralph, do you put your head in the couch and kick your feet in the air?
No, I just pour another drink.
What's happening?
Yeah.
I'm drinking, too. It's not like I'm not drinking. Look, it's like this.
Okay.
Look, last night they were in Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
right? And they say the same thing. Every year the same thing happens. They go to some tropical place, and the guy and the girl get on a catamaran, and they get the girl in a bikini so we can all see her body, and then they get in the water. And
right.
then him and the girl, their bodies are in the water, mingling around each other, touching each
Do
other.
They show that part?
Grabbing the hips.
Yes.
And there's cameras everywhere. There's probably about a 250-person crew, I'm guessing. They got cameras underwater, frogmen shooting up.
Oh, my
yeah.
into God.
The, and then she
it's like
or
Avatar,
he,
the production
yeah,
value.
In their dumbass interview, they always say the exact same thing. I felt like we're the only two people in the world.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me? There's a freaking frogman shooting up your crotch with a camera assist next yeah. to him with a spear gun like a freaking James Bond movie, and you're the only two people in the world?
Last night it was Alyssa, the personal trainer
Bean,
from Chicago.
Are you listening to this? Are you part of this?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Is that one chick that like, has dirt rubbed on her face from Seattle that showed up on a horse?
Let me interrupt you one
second.
No, that's
Lindsay.
I left the room to get some iced tea, and we were talking about the Super Bowl.
Right.
I come back, and I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Is
Petros dating some woman? What's happening
no,
here?
No, I'm married.
He's married. Alyssa, the personal trainer from Chicago, the sort of mannish one, the real buff one. With the jet black hair.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
Alyssa.
Alyssa? They were on the yacht last night.
This is
they
the
went out on the yacht. So it wasn't a camera,
the
they were on a yacht.
She's a raven-haired
oh,
beauty.
This she is the Bachelor.
That's what happened. With that bad trainer fake tan that she's rocking. And they yeah. were jumping
Not
off
interested.
They were jumping off the top of the yacht into the water splash ground. That's when they had the frogman shots
yeah,
last night.
Right,
yeah,
shooting yeah. right up into their crotch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was a lot of that.
And that's when she said she felt like they were the only two.
Yeah, and then the chopper comes around the cliff with the jib cam on the bottom of it. It's like, really? How can you be the only two people? anyway,
I want to hear more stories about you putting your head in the couch and kicking up in the air. What was that about?
I get upset when I watch the show because the show's upsetting. And I'm not a patient person, as you know.
Right.
And I have a lot of issues.
Right.
And
but what's the issue?
Well,
where
I pace around. I get nervous. I get upset. I punch at things. I scream at the television.
During The Bachelor or during sporting events?
Oh, during The Bachelor. I don't care about who wins in a sporting
event. What?
No one pays me to watch
this.
The
is real life, Kevin.
This Bachelor,
is
real life. The Bachelor's not real life.
The hearts are on the line here.
Did Trista and that meat-headed football player not have kids?
Yes.
Those are kids that could exist if it wasn't for The Bachelor.
The only couple you can name out of
Emily's going to be the Bachelorette.
I don't like her.
Oh, she's so hot.
Oh no, no, she is bad.
No,
she's
a
NASCAR.
Wonderful.
No,
the NASCAR was.
Her story
so
is bunk. Look it up. Us Weekly.
Look it up. Look it up.
Hey, I'm gonna do a little research. Look, there's a lot of holes in her story.
Open up a blog.
but
let me ask you this question.
Turn on your freaking computer, Ralph.
Open up a blog.
Why do you care who ends up with who? Why do you care about any of these people? They're all retarded for going on this show, aren't
they? You understand.
Can we stop with the hey,
Alyssa,
they're looking for
the
real
personal
love.
Trainer from Chicago, is not declined being in her best friend's wedding so she could go and meet Ben and try to find
him. Yeah, people have left their jobs, Bean.
Yeah.
People have left their families behind.
Well,
they
idiots.
Are mentally impaired then, yes. They don't deserve love. They don't deserve anything.
I agree.
And Courtney, the model, is the worst person in the world.
She's awful.
She's a horrible,
and her lips
horrible
curl
woman.
Up like an evil stoner drug dealer from high school.
God,
when
now
she gets
I
want to
watch.
Have you seen this one?
Yeah.
That's the exact opposite reaction that I'm having.
She's got a long body,
a long, snaky body.
Yeah. And she reminds everyone that she's a model. Oh, well, you know. I wonder if Ben's ever gone skinny dipping with a model before, she said last night.
Is that the whole story?
And then she shows up out of nowhere at his room, against the rules, by the way, and says, let's go skinny dipping.
Took off her clothes.
They both get buck naked in Puerto Rico skinny dipping.
Is this on HBO?
No, it's on ABC.
Oh, so they don't show it.
You saw just blurred, but it was...
But imagine the crew and what they see.
And Ben had his hand, he was holding his junk. Ben had his hand over his junk like this.
Like a fig leaf?
Yeah.
So the crew wouldn't see?
So the crew wouldn't see. And then they go running into the
I would have used two hands, whether I needed them or not.
when one of these women gets booted, and this only happens in The Bachelor, because The Bachelorette, it's a little different. The guy gets kicked out, he's got pride.
Yeah,
sure. Storms out. I don't care, I didn't like her. She's missing out on me.
Right.
But... when the women get kicked off, they immediately put them in a limo, and there's some bearded evil producer, like a gremlin, like Gollum, you know, sitting on the other side of that limo, and she sits down, and what's the first question he asks? Do you ever think you're going to get married? I mean, do you ever think it's going to happen?
Oh, no.
And they go to the extreme close-up.
That is pretty sweet.
And the waterworks just start.
Oh.
Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know what I did wrong. You didn't even give me a chance. I had feelings for him.
I thought we were
you know what? I have to stop you. This has become boring.
Go to the gym together and work out and have a life.
Awesome.
Let me ask
Alyssa didn't even get the rose on the one-on-one day. He booted her before even the rose ceremony.
And you know what? That's what happens.
Just gave her the boot.
That's what happens when you bring
about
the
any
drama
of this.
Up the
point
the
is,
house.
This is pretty f***ing boring. So, could you kill each other?
And she kept saying, what did I do? What did I do?
How can we make this stop, Kevin? What do we have to do?
There's no possible way.
There's one final rose
these
left.
These two are locked into each other's eyes. They're not paying attention to anyone else.
Stroking each other's hair.
Yes.
This is the final rose.
Say your goodbyes.
Wow.
Leave the house
immediately.
Fortunately,
if you don't have a rose.
So Giants or Patriots?
So the Pats are going to win. I picked the Pats.
Pats, okay.
Yeah, did you see Tom Brady's Dumb and Dumber haircut yesterday?
What was that all about?
Lloyd Christmas. It's all the rage in Indy.
He's got hair issues. It's either long and flowing like Fabio.
I knew Tom Brady when he was right going to Michigan. He was a guy with a concave chest. He was a Bay Area tool, a bat. Who wore two freaking T-shirts, like all the Bay Area guys, and said hella a bunch of times. And now,
that's what Ben is. Ben's one of those Northern California douchebags.
Bats.
What's his hair?
Ben's
hair is awful, by the way.
Cut your hair, Ben.
Ben, what are you doing with that
grunge band or something?
Let's go back to Great Tape Top.
What are you, Marky Mark at the end of Rockstar?
Yeah,
come on, Ben.
He looks awful. He's not a catch.
Cut your freaking hair. Get a flat top, man. It's 2012.
I think Casey B can do better than Ben. I love her.
You know what? She is so wholesome.
You know what it reminds me of? I'm thinking. It reminds me a little of a waste of time.
That's a great
remember
couple.
She was throwing the baton and everything? She was like marching over the street?
Yeah, because his mom was also a baton
twirler. I know. What are the odds?
Can we play some Red Hot Chili Peppers instead or
something?
You know
what, guys? You could go in the other room
And you could talk about this for like an hour.
There are people out there who are loving this
I
conversation.
Got here like a half hour.
I know. Yeah, we've been talking about it nonstop.
Continue it out there, away from us.
There are people out there, Kevin, who are appreciating this conversation,
and
and it's our duty to serve the audience.
Is
not,
that right?
Not your needs and
you know
whims,
what?
Sir.
I just can't wait to see what happens on the next group date.
All right, Ralph because and Petros like, need a podcast.
It's hard.
Take a break. We'll be right back on the Kevin DeBean Show.
Pay attention,
yeah. Especially now the numbers are dwindling. It's getting really intense.
Yeah. Okay, we got to go. But thanks, everyone.
Who do you pick for Ben? Who do you like for Ben, Kevin?
For Ben?
KCB, right? Or Emily. Although Emily keeps complaining
Emily.
About Courtney.
Probably Emily.
But she keeps complaining about Courtney. She's going to talk herself right out of that house.
Don't try and draw me into this. I don't know.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
If there weren't helicopters,
yes,
would there be a bachelor?
No. How would you get to your date? That's the only way they travel in the Bachelor, is via helicopter.
And on that deep thought, we're going to take a break.
That's Somebody That I Used to Know song coming up next here on the World Famous Carrick, plus some Blink 182 and Incubus 2. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Seriously, Ben's hair, though, guys, if you don't watch. Ben's hair is just ridiculous.
We don't watch. And so you can't imagine the lack of interest in Ben's hair.
A lot of love. Getting a lot of love out of there.
Good.
People saying, oh, you're talking Bachelor. Some people suggesting a weekly update with Petros and I, recapping
no
last night's
suggesting
Bachelor.
That. No one is suggesting that.
A lot of people recapping
That's
that.
A great idea on a podcast.
No, the Kevin and Bean Show they're talking about.
No,
doing.
No, I don't see that happening.
There's a lot of potential there.
Podcast, so you could donate 100% of your time to it, you know?
Yeah. Amazing Spider-Man, one of the year's most anticipated films. I will be hosting a sneak peek at some never-before-seen footage. Not at Comic-Con, not in the trailers, nothing. You're going to see it first time AMC Century City on Monday, February the 6th at noon. This is an event that's going to be held worldwide. They'll be doing the same thing as us at the same time all over the world and from some very special surprises as well. If you'd like to attend, I'd love to have you come join me. Let's say caller number 12 right now, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. Caller number 12 will be my special guests at the screening of this very special footage.
Are they going to show some of The Bachelor as well?
Oh, I hope so. Hmm. Harrison Ford is
dead.
A good guy.
Dead.
He's not dead.
Oh.
He used to work in construction, you know, before he was a big movie star. And it looks like he hasn't forgotten his roots. He went outside a Home Depot this week and hired some guys in the back of his pickup.
Yeah.
At least that's what we think happened. It's hard to tell. Trabajo, trabajo, trabajo. He may have been hired for work. We're not sure, but we never saw him again. He could only hire two guys for the project he needed, but he didn't want to neglect the rest. So he went over to the lunch truck there outside the Home Depot where the guys were hanging around waiting for work, dropped $200 and sent over lunch for all the guys who were hanging out
cool.
outside waiting. So
how about that?
He's a good man, that Indiana Jones.
And he has, if I understand correctly, has continued to do carpentry his whole life, right?
Yeah, never
that's
stopped.
What he did. Loves
woodworking.
Kept on doing it, right.
I'll tell you, I love woodworking, too. I love those projects around the house where I get to bring out the hammer and the nails. And
I bring out the hammer. But
do some nailing.
That's right.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun to get your hands dirty once in a while and get out the skill saw. And
this will surprise you, but
there.
I get so frustrated so fast.
Well, you know why? Because
I just can't
it's
do
a
it.
Very specific mentality where you have to do things in order and sort of think ahead, and there's measuring involved, and there's, you know, it's very meticulous work.
I want to get it done.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Move on.
Just slapping it all together. It looks like modern art when Kevin's finished.
I run into one hang-up, and I call somebody.
Tickets for William Shatner's one-man show are available beginning today. He's going to do a one-man show on Broadway.
Oh, this sounds so awesome.
It's an evening with William Shatner called Shatner's World, We Just Live in It. And it's a two-hour look inside his career and life, and he will recount you with stories. Upfront tickets, by the way, $125 to see the Shat.
Does he do
on
this?
Broadway.
Mama.
He better sing a couple numbers. He's on Broadway.
Just killed a man.
I paid just for this.
Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger.
Now what?
Now he's dead. Mama.
He has phenomenal comic timing and tells a great story. I don't have any doubt that that's going to be a great show.
You going to go?
No. It's on Broadway. Probably not, but I bet it's going to be terrific.
He wouldn't go if it was in Seattle.
He, outside his home.
He played the same theater on Broadway in 1962.
Wow. As an actor, though.
Yeah, right. He was in a play.
How about that?
At that theater. And he's going back. He says, my plan has always been to return to Broadway every 50 years. Some 50 years from now, he'll go back again. It's pretty cool.
Your story is a beautiful story.
Thank you.
From my point of view,
thank you.
It's a beautiful story. I love your story.
I'm glad you liked it. Thank you. Speaking of evenings with, Evening with Adam West podcast still available. You can go to ralphgarman.bandcamp.com and download that podcast. We did 2 hours with Mr. Adam West talking about his life.
Are getting a lot of love for that as well.
Yeah, people are really enjoying it. Yeah, it's very cool. And, of course, all the proceeds go to pay for his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So it's 30 grand, by the way, to put one of those down.
30 grand? I thought it was 20 grand.
That's the old price.
$30,000 that you have to pay for your own star.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no one ever pays for it, usually, because they have the big Hollywood machines behind them. You know, the publicity department for whatever studio is releasing the film that they're starring in that week
or
whatever.
George Clooney or whoever.
Right, Warner Brothers will pick that up because they're going to promote the Descendants or something while he's getting a star the same week.
I got
Adam doesn't have that publicity machine behind him, so it's going to have to be a grassroots kind of thing. But a lot of people have downloaded already. We're raising thousands of dollars. We need plenty more, though. So
why doesn't Fox step up and support Mayor Adam West?
We don't know. We don't know.
Okay.
They may. There's still time. But, you know, we can't count on that. So that's what we're doing. Today's celebrity birthday is Jessica Walter from Arrested Development. She is 71 years old today. By the way, she's also the mom on Archer. If you guys are watching Archer over there on FX, boys, that's a funny show.
I'm taping all of them.
Kevin has a problem.
We don't need to talk about this.
His DVR is 9,000 terabytes or something. He's got the world's largest DVR.
It is exceptionally large.
Which means he can like record everything.
Everything.
And then not watch any of it.
Right.
Then
which is what he does.
Yeah.
I look at a show and I go, hey, I got 27 episodes of that. When am I going
to
start that?
Smaller memory forces you to make, I think, harder decisions when it comes to your TV viewing.
But now that you're only working 2 days a week, Kevin, why don't you have all the time you need to see as much television as there is?
I did catch up. That's true. Johnny Rotten of Sex Pistols is 56 years old. Anthony LaPaglia turns 53. Minnie Driver is 42 years old. Portia de Rossi, 39. Actor and comedian Paul Scheer is 36 years old. Bobby Moynihan of Saturday Night Live fame is 35. And Justin Timberlake celebrates his 31st birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Somebody, I used to know.
Somebody,
I used to know.
Somebody.
No? 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.
By the way, that Gautier song right there featuring Kimbra, the album it is on is called Making Mirrors. Finally, I feel like we've been waiting for a long time, finally available in stores and for download today. You can get that today. Also, the Lana Del Rey is out today as well. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Why does Kevin hate the artist, a movie he will never see? Why does it upset him so much that others like it?
He doesn't
like
joy.
We'll discuss that coming up in a few minutes.
I don't like joy.
Right now, it's time for one of our favorite games. This is Chloe or Snooki.
Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in to the new game that's sweeping the nation, where we read dumbass celebrity tweets and you try to tell us who it is. And this week, your choices are
Chloe or Snooki. It's Chloe or Snooki. Both of them are so freaking fat. Yeah.
It's Snooki or Chloe. I'll be reading you guys tweets from Snooki and or Chloe, and I need you here in the room to identify which person tweeted it.
Easy.
It's just that simple.
Easy.
It's not easy. You didn't do well last time.
Simple.
It's not simple. It's not easy.
This is nothing.
Who's going to keep track of who's voting for who?
I am keeping track.
Okay. Kevin, Bean, and Lisa, here's your first tweet. Was it Snooki or Chloe? To be honest, I don't have time to hate people who hate me, because I'm too busy loving people who love me.
That is Chloe.
I agree. That's Chloe.
Really?
I don't think Snooki is deep enough to care about something like that. And Chloe, you know, she seems to be
Chloe
one of those like all positive Kardashian BS.
I'm going to go with Chloe as well. Chloe it is. Yes! Congratulations.
Yeah!
All right. Here's your next one. I am so obsessed with you that I want to vomit up glitter. I'm so obsessed with you that I want to vomit up glitter.
So obsessed. I'm going to say Snooki just because she seems to do a lot of vomiting. Way more than Chloe does.
A lot of belching,
too. I'll go with Snooki.
Lisa?
I'm going with Snooki also.
I think I'm
going
to go with Chloe because I think this is one that Ralph thinks will go Snooki because of it, but it's Chloe.
Two Snooks and a Chloe. It is Chloe.
Oh, it is Chloe.
Kevin was right.
Well done. He's psyching you out.
I love how my autocorrect knows how to spell butt sniffer. Thanks.
That has got to be Snooki because she's so Snooki. Foul.
Yes.
That has to be Snooki.
If one thing leads to another, Snooki I'm not going to tell him to get off.
All right.
All right. Let me pick a good one here. Are you kidding me? Are you? One more time. Are you kidding me? Right meow. Are you kidding me? Right meow.
Oh.
See the pun Dude. There. Instead of wow. Are you kidding me right now? It's Are you kidding me? Right meow.
I hate them both, and they're both stupid. But that doesn't give me a hint as to which one wrote that tweet.
Somebody just thinks she's funny or trying to be creative.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Chloe because it's not funny, but it's kind of clever.
Sort
Maybe
of.
Too clever for Snooki.
Mm. Snooki's as bad not as smart it is, enough to make that.
It's a stab. I don't know. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with Chloe as well.
I'll go along. I'll say Chloe as well.
If one thing leads to another.
Snooki!
Tell me to get off.
Snooki it was.
Three of us.
Shoot.
Never bore your haters, for they admire you most.
I'm going to say, for the same reason
First of all,
as tweet
I'm gonna
number
say
one.
False. But second of all,
I'm going to say Chloe again.
She's all about the haters.
She is.
And her public, her image, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Chloe.
If one thing leads to another.
Snooki!
Unbelievable. Wow. This game is hard, Ralph.
Not doing good.
It is a hard game. Oh my God, or OMG. My window is open not even an inch and a bird manages to poop on me. Thanks, bird. I needed that luck. Because, you know, it's considered good luck if a bird poops on
is
you.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
OMG, my window is open not even an inch and a bird manages to poop on me. Thanks, bird. I needed that luck.
I'm going to go with Snooki on that one.
All right.
I think that's a Snookster.
I think so, too. I'm going to say Snooki as well.
Then I'm going Chloe.
At least
going
for the
thing
upset.
Leads to another.
Snook!
Right.
Good job.
God, I love you guys. Bible! Exclamation point.
What?
God, I love you guys. Bible! Exclamation point.
That's not a tweet.
That is a tweet. That happened.
That has to be Chloe. I can't imagine Snooki has ever even looked at a Bible. Ever, ever, ever.
A Bible.
I say Chloe.
Bible.
I'm going to say Chloe.
I'm going to say Chloe as well.
Oh,
Chloe it is.
Got it.
Close game, you guys.
I have three. Bean has two. Lisa has one.
Nice work, Lisa. OMG. Can't wait for Betty White tonight.
That was Bean. That was me.
No, we had Bean's tweet in there. OMG. Can't wait for Betty White night tonight. I'm sorry.
Betty White night
tonight. Yeah. OMG. Can't wait for Betty White night tonight.
This was the night of her 90th birthday party celebration on NBC. Yeah.
Chloe, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
I don't think
Snooki knows who
ever
she
heard
is.
Betty White.
Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
Think Chloe.
Chloe.
If one thing leads to another.
Snooki!
Do not follow me. I'm terrible.
All of us wrong.
It is the Snooks. We got time for, what have we got time for?
No, one or two more.
Okay.
Whatever you got.
Wolverine is still alive, but Gene legit could have disintegrated him.
I don't even understand what that's a reference to.
It's from the X-Men movie. The end of the X-Men movie. Wolverine is still alive, but Gene legit could have disintegrated him. This movie came out like 5 years ago, by the way.
I'm going to go with...
Hey, spoiler alert, first of all.
Snooki.
I'll say Chloe on this one.
I'm going to say Snooki.
If one thing leads
Snooki
to another,
it is.
I'm not going to tell him to get off.
Look at you,
Snooki
Kevin.
Snooki it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin, once again, the undefeated champion of the world. Look at that.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's a hard game.
The game. Hey, thanks a lot for playing. Chloe or Snooki, it's Chloe or Snooki. Both of them are so freaking fat. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Tuesday. I've been looking forward to having this conversation for a long time.
Why are you so upset?
I know you have. It's not that I'm upset. I'm fascinated. I am fascinated. Hey, Beermont, give me my favorite jingle. Why does Kevin hate? Because I think it's time for another installment of this. Ralph, you're with me on this. This is a fascinating topic that lets you inside the brain of our man, Kevin.
It is perplexing to me.
Why does Kevin hate old people? Why does Kevin hate baseball? Why does Kevin hate?
Why does he hate
the Beatles, Al Roker, and wine drinkers? Why does Kevin hate anything made before 1985? That is so dumb. What will Kevin hate today?
Now, I haven't seen the film The Artist that has gotten so much critical acclaim.
Why don't you shut your trap?
You're missing out.
but I shut your pie hole.
No, I think this is important because I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not in here trying to convince you that it's good. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Kevin, you might not want to start off with people who haven't seen the movie can't talk about it. You may not want to go that route right out of the gate.
If that's what he's telling me, I'm telling him the same thing.
Right, but I'm saying because I haven't seen it, I defer to those who have, and everybody, virtually to a man who has seen it, has adored this movie. It is critically and commercially a smash hit. I haven't heard one person say one bad thing about this film. That's why I don't understand why you hate it so much and want it to die and will never see it no matter how much you hear it's great. When it's nominated for a Best Picture Oscar, when
whatever
it wins the Best Picture
that.
Golden Globe, doesn't that at least intrigue you to think, hey, maybe I was wrong about this movie. Maybe it is good.
Nope. You know, it's not just that Kevin doesn't like it. He says it's total BS.
It's total BS. That movie's BS.
It's not.
It can't possibly be good in any way.
It's a gimmick.
It's not at all a gimmick.
Who's seen it?
I have
you
seen
or
it.
Me?
I have seen it.
Oh, you have. Okay.
At least I have seen it.
All right, everybody but me and Bean.
Yes.
Look, do they talk?
No, they don't talk. It's a silent film.
You know why? Because we can talk now, and then it actually shows up on film.
But this is a film about the silent film era. So it's you know, it's not a gimmick. If they did a film today about a cop movie with a guy running around, and that was a silent movie, then that would be a gimmick because they're doing a modern-day film with no dialogue. That is odd. But to do a movie about silent films and do it as a silent film is not a gimmick at all. It's completely in keeping with the concept.
Is this music in it?
I don't think so. Oh, yeah, it is. I didn't recognize until the strings kicked in.
Yeah,
this is a soundtrack from the artist.
But let me ask you this, Kevin.
Is this music in it?
It's completely appropriate for the time period the movie takes place in, the late 20s, early 30s.
But is this music in it?
Yes, it is.
I'm out.
What's wrong with this music?
Kevin, let me ask you this question.
Just have no interest. I have no interest. Zero.
Well, you know, something's going on while the music's playing. You know, it's not, they don't just put you in a dark room and play you the soundtrack.
Yeah, you know what they're doing? They're tap dancing.
No.
No, they tap dance in one, like two scenes in the whole movie.
Not interested in tap dancing.
The other time they're acting and telling you a story.
So if in a movie somebody does something that you have no time for, like one thing in a whole movie, that's it, you're out.
The movie is, to me, seems like it's one of those things where, and let me just explain it through music. When there's a band that comes along that's like super hip, but they're not very good, they're not mass appeal, they don't garner a lot of attention.
Uh-huh.
Hipsters go, I love that. Because it makes me cool to love that band. That's what's happening with this movie. They go, hey, it's a silent movie.
But
this is
so far beyond hipsters, though. I mean, this is millions of people going to see this movie. This isn't just hipsters anymore.
Millions
this is a
of
massive,
people.
This is a mass
How
appeal
How much money
hit.
Is this? Then why is it not in all the theaters?
Because it hasn't been released widely.
Why?
Because
it's only in like 600 theaters, but it's doing gangbuster business in every theater.
Then why don't they open it wide?
Because sometimes with low budget, this is a Weinstein Company film. They don't have the advertising budget. What they do is they platform it. If it's a great movie, they release it, get a lot of word of mouth so people will go, and then they put it on more screens. It's just a marketing plan, that's all.
I can't be the only person that has no interest in seeing this movie.
No, it's not sure about you having interest or not having interest. It's you saying the movie's BS.
The movie is BS.
No, it's not.
It's completely
I don't care
BS.
If you go or not, but don't say it's not good and it's BS when you haven't seen it.
Why does Kevin hate?
I loved this film. One of my favorite movies of the year, easily. It is charming, it's endearing, it's entertaining. It's a movie about movies. It's not about being a hipster. It just happens to be good.
I love movies because there's tap dancing.
All right, let's open up the phones.
I love it because there's tap dancing.
Let's see if we can find some more of Kevin's people out there. If you agree with Kevin that The Artist cannot possibly be good because it is a silent movie and it is in black and white and it has tap dancing, which seems to be the
big gimmick.
Which seems to be the three things that Kevin has.
And you have to have not seen it.
That's correct.
When you call in, make sure you haven't seen it, have no real facts.
All right, hold on, though. Wait a minute. What about people who have seen it and hated it? What about those people?
That's okay, but that doesn't make the movie a gimmick.
It doesn't make it BS. Just on the face value of it all.
You have to have not seen it and not
and
be
think
interested.
It's BS, yes.
All right.
And think it's BS and awful without having seen it.
I think my peeps are out there.
That's the subgroup we're looking for.
I'm sure your people are out there, Kevin, but you are the king of those people. You understand, right?
I do, yes,
all
unfortunately.
1-800-520-1067. You haven't seen it, but it's BS and it shouldn't even exist. We're talking about The Artist. Give us a call. We'll take your calls next on the Kevin DeBeach. Doing this job working with Kevin a long time, but I don't know that I've ever been as surprised as I am today. How many of Kevin's people are out there?
How many
this
of
is
Kevin's,
a weird
look,
one.
I know you. I understand you. You're an enigma. But how can there be people out there who are like you? Here's what we're talking about on the Kevin Beach Show. Kevin refuses to see The Artist, one of the most critically acclaimed movies of the year. In all probability, it's going to win the Best Picture Oscar this year.
Right, I know, because it's a hip thing to vote for.
Yeah, we voted for The Artist.
Or it's a terrific movie.
F you.
He won't go see it because it's black and white and silent. Before we go to your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067, Ralph, listen to some of the social media reaction we're getting to Kevin's opinion here.
All right. No.
The One Proto writes in, why the hell, this is to the Kevin and Bean Twitter account, why the hell would we want to see a silent movie in 2012? We have 18-channel IMAX sound now. F this movie.
All yeah. right. You know, this movie doesn't negate those. It doesn't. They're not replacing sound movies with this one.
But no, they're trying to take them away, Ralph.
No, really? They're trying to take away our guns?
No, but you only have so much time for so many movies, right? So
not you. You get to see everything for some reason.
You're going to have to forego one to see this.
Do you think it's possible that this movie is without sound is better than Haywire with sound? Do you think that's possible?
I did see Haywire, and it was a little depressing. Yeah. I mean, it was a little disappointing. But no, it's not possible.
Writes
it. You know why? Because...
Because you don't like the music on the soundtrack.
Am I going to a theater to see this?
Nothing wrong with this music.
No, if you want to nap, of course.
Eco Lizzie writes in, I have no interest in seeing The Artist either. Just like Kevin, I've never liked silent films or musicals. This is only for hipsters and artistes. And one more, Dadgeman151, again on the Kevin and Bean Twitter account. I hate to agree with Kevin, but I will. If I wanted to watch a silent black and white movie, I'd just go to sleep and dream. # gimmick.
Gimmick. You know what's funny?
God.
You know what's funniest about this is to me is that not only that people are supporting me, but they're horrified that they're on my side. Like that's yes, very
they
bad.
Should be.
That's a bad sign to
they
them.
It is. Should be.
It should be a sign to them that they're wrong. That's for sure.
Right. Let's talk to our man Tyler. He is on line one, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. The Artist is BS, even though I haven't seen it. That's this edition of the Jerry Springer Show that you're in the middle of. Hey Tyler, thanks for calling.
Morning, gents. How y'all doing? First off, super fidelis to my fellow Marines around the world.
Yeah, cool. Start with that. Now we can't argue with you.
Absolutely. And, Kevin, I support you. People who like this movie are the same hipster donkeys who made movies like Little Miss Sunshine and bands like Radiohead popular. I mean, there's just no place for this kind of stuff.
Two really good things, by the way, Radiohead and Little Miss Sunshine.
But I'll give you a perfect example. No. Radiohead is the kind of thing, to me personally, used to be good when they wrote songs.
Uh-huh.
Now they write like soundscape music, and it's not as good. But it's really cool to say you like Radiohead. So whether you do or not, you say, oh, I like Radiohead.
But this is the That's opposite of that. This movie's the opposite of that, because this isn't some experimental film like the Terrence Malick film that came out.
Where
it's just a series of inconsequential images all strewn together, and people are saying, oh, I love it.
It's the same, though, too, because
it's not. It's a throwback.
You look at the preview, and it's just meant to appeal. It's campy. It's just... hipster people like to get together and just talk about how cool they are and how cool the movie is.
It was
a
time in film that was like that.
Yeah,
yes, but that's why we've moved on, because now it's not that time.
So you can never see anything that doesn't take place in today's time?
Oh, no, I can see it. I just hate it.
I would
say Avatar is more of a hipster gimmick, because that's all 3D and blue people with nothing.
Absurd.
Well, why is that absurd?
We're not making fun of Avatar right now. We're making
that's
fun
right.
of crappy hipster
that's
stuff.
That's right. But this isn't a crappy hipster thing. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
This is like,
I love
this is,
Tyler.
This is the definition of crappy hipster stuff. This is part of what's wrong with California, and
it's wrong with California.
It wasn't made in California, by the way.
It's no, okay. What's wrong with California? I'm with Tyler.
Tyler stands
He's
strong,
your
my friend.
He speaks,
never see it.
He speaks
never
truth.
Why aren't you serving, by the way, Marine? Why don't you get back into action and off our phone?
Pilots are required to get a mandatory of 12 hours of sleep a night, so I'm on my break right now.
Then you should be sleeping. You should hang up and go to sleep.
I got to support my boy Kevin.
You're the man, Tyler.
Thanks.
Let's talk to Melissa on line three, because all God-fearing Americans hate this movie, right, Kevin?
Right. That's what it's about.
Melissa,
and
thank
the
you
French
calling.
Had something to do with it.
It's got to be bad. What's going on, Melissa?
Good morning. I actually am not planning to see this movie, mostly based on the advertising, because the only thing the advertising tells me is how artistic and cool and original the movie is,
right!
And not what it's about.
That's the point. And there's tap dancing.
It's about silent movies. Let me give you a hint. It's about silent movies.
If
you couldn't discern
that,
if you couldn't figure that out, Melissa, that's what it's about.
No, but she's saying more so than that, what's the story that they're trying to promote? They're just saying, hey, this is a silent movie.
I saw the trailer before I knew anything about it, and it's a love story.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa, you and I are missing it. Sorry.
Let me throw. Thank you for the call, my dear. Let me throw this out to you, Kevin. I don't know if you're going to think this holds any water or not, but there was a time a few years ago where you refused to go see any foreign language movies. You were the guy who said, "I don't want to read in the movie theater if it's not in English. It can't be any good. F those movies that are in Spanish or French or German, whatever they were."
No. That was lazy more than it was. I was just saying that they have to be bad.
But you wouldn't go see any of those movies for the longest time. I remember in the early days of this show going,
that's
Kevin,
true.
You have to go see this movie. And you're like, BS,
no,
it's not
BS.
Even in English.
It's not
but
in English.
Now, I don't think that slows you down at all. If a movie looks good, even if it's not in English, you'll go see it and love it, right?
Yeah.
Why not this? What's the difference?
Because this is just gimmicky and they tap dance and they don't talk. What's the point of it? Why would I want to see a movie like this?
Because movies are a visual medium, right?
Yes.
So this is really a movie in
its
purest
visual,
in its purest form
and
no,
everything
but
else.
The movies initially were a purely visual medium. Telling a story without dialogue is even harder than telling a story with dialogue.
Right. And then it got better when they were able to learn how
to
put
words with it. It didn't get
better,
it just got different. You can't discount Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton and Mary Pickford and Douglas Fairbanks. They exist.
All right. Let's try less. Let's go less on line five.
Listen, I go to a lot of bad movies. I'll admit that. But none of them have that music. I'll tell you that right now. Line five. Hi. Les?
Les.
Hello.
What's up, dude?
So, yeah, I totally agree with Kevin. Let me put it this way.
Okay.
If I wanted to see a silent film in a movie theater, how much would that set me back? Like 12?
Whatever, 12.
However much it costs
to go see the artist.
Yeah.
Okay, now, if I wanted my silent movie fix, I'd go down to Walmart or something, pick out a $3 movie from the bin of crappy movies they have, go home, get in my underwear, and watch it. It's more comfortable, cheaper. I mean...
Okay, but you understand that all silent movies aren't the same movie. They're not all of the same quality, right?
This is Kevin's guy. This is my favorite guy backing up Kevin.
I don't even understand my guy.
You know, it costs the same to see the artist as it does to see Jack and Jill.
All right, let me put it this way then. Would you rather see the 1929 King Kong? Or the one
absolutely, 1933, by the way. But yeah, absolutely, I would see that. I love that.
I would see them both.
Not
really?
Yeah.
The 1933 King Kong is one of the greatest achievements in all of cinema. You watch it today, and it's brilliant.
But I don't watch it today.
I watch the Peter Jackson version today.
Correct. And that's legitimate, too, and that's fine to go see that, but it doesn't make the other one bad. You understand? Just because Peter Jackson does that story doesn't make the original bad.
Let me ask you this question. You guys don't think there's any part in any of the critics or anything... There's nothing to the point of, hey, this is such a wild risk, and it's back the way movie making used to, and it's kind of cool and
I
hip
think it was
to
an
like
artistic
it.
Choice, just like Mel Gibson but, made an artistic
right.
choice to do that movie
but
in Aramaic.
Answer my question. Let me finish question.
Go ahead.
Don't you think there are some critics who buy into that because it makes them look good that they like this type?
But I'm not going to punish the movie because some critics are douchebags. The movie was made not by the critics. It was made before the critics ever saw it. It was made by people who wanted to make a good movie, and they achieved that. Now, the critical reaction to it is out of their control. It's out of their control. The movie was made. Now, if critics happen to like it, I'm not going to blame the movie for that. I'm going to go see the movie, and if I enjoy it, I'm going to appreciate it.
My point is that's why it's going to win Best Movie, not because it's Best Movie. That's
isn't it
my
possible
point.
That it's also the Best Movie, though?
No.
It's not possible.
No, it's silent.
Okay. And scene.
What part are you?
Ralph is here with the show. Miss Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, one PS question about silent movies, Kevin.
Yeah.
What about WALL-E? What was your policy on WALL-E?
I sort of liked it, but...
Would have been better with talking?
No, that movie was... It was fine. I don't know.
Because most people... I never saw WALL-E because I can't watch
WALL-E
anime.
Because I wanted... What?
Because I don't watch animated movies.
That's a whole other story is the Bean
but
can't watch people, animation.
You're people, both freaks.
Yeah. People loved WALL-E and that had no dialogue. I was just wondering how you reconcile
Isn't
that.
Isn't this called WALL-E?
WALL-E.
WALL-E?
WALL-E.
Yeah.
No, whatever.
Yeah, WALL-E.
It was okay. I wouldn't have seen it if somebody else didn't want me to take them.
Yeah.
Okay, because it had no talking. Got it.
They probably didn't tell him that beforehand.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like,
you do have to sneak Kevin into a good movie,
Where's
really. You got to kind of trick him
fix
into seeing a good movie.
Where's the dialogue? I was yelling. It seemed to be upsetting people.
Time for the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday. Ralph joins us. What's going on?
Real quick email from listener Kevin. Not Kevin. Ryan, who writes about Kevin. So Kevin is the guy who always says he doesn't care what the critics say when they don't like a bad movie he wants to see.
Correct.
But when... They say they like a movie. He won't see a good movie because now he cares what they say.
No.
One word, magic, he writes. Yeah.
Magic, true. But no.
But you don't care what the critics say. Except now you care because they like something. Now you care.
When it
but you don't care when they don't like
only
something.
Only when it gains critical mass like this where I think it's going to win best movie.
Right.
And it wouldn't if it wasn't this hip thing for critics to like. I don't think it would. I don't think it would win best movie.
Well, you know, the critics don't vote on the Oscars.
Whoever's voting. Well, whoever. I don't know. Whoever's voting. It's hip to like this movie because it's so weird and gimmicky and it's so old. And, hey, we don't have any dialogue. Look at this. We're tap dancing. In 2011. That's crazy. F you.
Magic is the only word that comes to mind. It's Tuesday. New CDs and DVDs in stores everywhere. Here's what you can pick up for your entertainment dollar. Drive. If you missed Ryan Gosling, Carey Mulligan, Bryan Cranston, and the great Albert Brooks in Drive, you can pick that up on DVD today. Transformers, Dark of the Moon, Shia LaBeouf, Rosie Huntington and Whiteley. There you go, Kevin. There's a movie. Lots of dialogue in that. Lots of good dialogue. Look out! What? Are those? Is that a robot? You get all that kind of dialogue. That's all there.
All movies with dialogue are good.
In Time, Justin Timberlake, who celebrates his birthday today, and Amanda Seyfried. Cillian Murphy, also starring that. Dream House with Daniel Craig and Rachel Weisz. The Thing, prequel to the original with Joel Edgerton, also available. The Double, Richard Gere, Topher Grace, and Martin Sheen. That was a movie? That happened?
The Double? Wow. I don't even know.
Is that straight to DVD, maybe?
I had no idea. And The Big Year, that bird-watching movie with Steve Martin, Jack Black, and Owen Wilson. That came out?
Yeah, that one did come out.
Did you say bird-watching?
That's all about bird-watching. You know. Huh. Looking for the big...
Where's the outrage there?
Where is the outrage there?
Great question, Muggs.
CDs today. We've mentioned that Gautier has their new CD available today. Finally, Making Mirrors is the name of it. I think we got some audio to play, don't we?
You didn't have to cut me off.
Oh, this sounds good.
We
should play this.
Need your love, but you treat me like a stranger, and I feel so rough.
Yeah, we
Sting,
should play
you're
that
not
one.
Fooling anybody by changing your name. We know who you are. We know what you sound like. You're not fooling us. Gautier.
Very stingy.
Very what?
Yeah.
Very stingy.
Yeah. We can go right. together. Walking on the Moon. I love that song by Gautier. Also available today, Beyond Magnetic EP by Metallica. It was previously only available as a digital download. Now you can pick it up on physical format if you're so interested. And straight off her smash hit appearance on Saturday Night Live, Lana Del Rey is releasing her new CD, Born to Die. Some people are saying she looks better in videos and sounds better on CD than she does live.
She does look good in videos.
She does look good
in
videos.
I didn't see her live.
You didn't see the Saturday Night Live appearance?
No.
Oh, you missed out on some magic.
Dude, she sleptwalked through that.
Really?
I think Bean was the one who said it's as if they pulled someone out of the audience and told them they had to sing on Saturday Night Live.
Oh my gosh. It was her first ever live appearance is what it looked like.
They propped her up on stage and she sang. We have some of her music, though, too.
Choose your last girl.
She's lucky she's hot.
I like her music very much.
I like her that music very much.
I've heard four songs from this album so far, and I've liked every one of them. I'm very excited about this.
Our friends fall in and out of all clothes. This is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's all for you.
Tori Amos, you're not fooling anybody by changing your name to Lana Del Rey. We know who you are, and we know what you sound like. Very clever marketing, changing your name. But we're not biting. The Underworld Awakening soundtrack with Linkin Park, Evanescence, Naked and Famous, and more is also available today. You can check that out. Speaking of checking things out, I am hosting the very special Amazing Spider-Man sneak preview. It's going to be footage that's never seen before at the AMC Century City on Monday, February the 6th at noon. It's a worldwide event. We're going to be holding this simultaneously around the world, and some very special surprises will be included as well. If you're a Spider-Man fan or you're looking forward to this movie like I am, you're going to want to attend. Caller number 12 right now, 1-800-520-1067, and you'll get to see with me the never-before-seen footage of The Amazing Spider-Man. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jessica Walter from Arrested Development, from Archer, is 71 years old today. Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols turns 56. Anthony LaPaglia is 53 years old, mini driver
42 years old. Portia de Rossi, also from Arrested Development, 39 years old. Paul Scheer, very funny actor, comedian, and writer. He's 36 years old. Bobby Moynihan, another actor and comedian, is 35. And Justin Timberlake celebrates his 31st birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Ralph is here with our final look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, man?
Well, like they say in the Bible, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
That's the theme song. That's not the Bible.
I'm pretty sure it came from the Bible.
Nope.
The lyric came from the Bible.
Nope.
It's like that bird song. To everything, turn, turn, turn. That came from the Bible.
Mm.
I think Spider-Man did, too.
I don't think so.
Yeah. The Amazing Spider-Man, one of the year's most anticipated films. I'll be hosting a never-before-seen footage event at the AMC Century City on Monday, February the 6th, around noon. It's a worldwide event. It's going to be happening simultaneously around the globe. We'll all be looking at this footage that no one has seen before. I guess the people who worked on the movie have seen it before.
Probably.
But no one outside of that group. It is happening. Special surprises also will be involved. I can't go any further than that. But if you want to go, Spider-Man fans, here's your chance. Getting a lot of emails and saying, I know everything about Spider-Man. I'm a Spider-Man genius. All right, then bring it.
Oh.
Spider-Man, early Spider-Man, when he was in high school, named the football player that was his arch nemesis. Who picked on Peter Parker at that high school? If you're a Spider-Man fan, you know this. 1-800-520-1067. He was a bit of a dweeb. Can't blame him. Then that radioactive spider bit him, and the next thing you know,
sure,
kicking ass, taking names, and yeah, shooting goo.
Right. That happened.
And by goo, I mean webbing. Of course.
That's something else right there, man.
It's right there. Ah, poor the unit from Jersey Shore. Poor the unit.
Oh, what's going on with the unit?
So bad for the unit.
What happened to the unit?
He swears that he doesn't like horse tranquilizers. He was in court yesterday morning, pled not guilty to charges of possession of a controlled substance. Police arrested John the Unit Manfrey last July and claimed he had ketamine on him at the time. That is a drug commonly used to sedate large animals. Maybe he was trying to date Snooki. His attorney claims that he is not guilty, and he says there are some issues regarding my client's constitutional rights. Really, the unit? Did you say that? Really? You
really?
Think your rights have been violated? I've seen you on that show. They can't violate them enough. You should be put in some sort of camp. I don't care about the Constitution. You should be persecuted.
Whatever's worse than Guantanamo, send him there without a trial or a lawyer.
The sad news while we're talking about reality shows. Courtney and Kim Take New York.
Yep.
Last Sunday night season finale, where Kim had a teary breakdown in front of her sister Courtney because she was so upset that she wasn't married with kids yet.
Yes.
Yep.
Pulled in 4.5 million viewers.
You don't think I feel bad?
Not bad enough.
Making it the third most watched telecast in the network's history. That
wow.
Network being E, of course. So, just when I thought we were out,
yeah,
they pulled us back in.
Ouch.
I thought I'd be married with kids by now. And to be for wasting their money and making the taping.
I don't think I feel bad.
She is hateable enough to be on The Bachelor, honestly. She's one of those women.
Yeah, she's very much like the
very much like one of
Bachelor.
The Bachelors. Yeah,
she's been Jersey Shore,
very attractive, and
too attractive for Jersey Shore.
Super annoying,
right?
On so many levels.
And I sense, Ralph, and tell me if I'm wrong about this. They fall in love because it's magical and it's all set up for TV, and they're doing crazy, exotic, wild things with The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
But more so, they fall in love because they hate the other bitches on the show and want to win.
Some
right?
of the women
Correct.
Get super competitive, and they just want to win. Other girls actually start developing feelings for the guy. And here's my theory. I don't doubt that they're developing feelings. I think they're genuine. In the context of what they do to these women, it's a pressure cooker. They put them on these islands and stuff, and they have constant contact with this guy for weeks on end, and they keep him up late at night, and they feed him a lot of booze. It's almost like a mind-washing yeah. process, you know?
So these women, the only guy around.
He's the only guy around. So these women, I really think they do start to feel like they're falling in love with this person because of the compressed nature of the time they're spending.
Yeah.
I think that's why the relationships don't last outside of the show, because once you get back to the real world, you're like, I barely know this person. What was I thinking? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's an odd social experiment. But
I mean,
some of the women, do just want to win.
You'd fall in love with anybody reasonably attractive if you were locked in an elevator with them for 10 hours,
right.
because that would be your environment. You'd have a tiny little, you know, snow globe that you're living in.
It's like summer camp when you go there and you just fall in love with that person you met that summer, because it's just a rarefied atmosphere. It's not real life. It's odd stuff. We're talking about Kevin's favorite movie, The Artist.
No, I can't wait to not see that.
Sad news, Kevin. You'll be unhappy to hear that Uggie the Jack Russell Terrier, star of The Artist, is retiring.
Oh, no, that's what made the movie.
He is officially retiring from show business. Uggy, of course, in The Artist, also in Water for Elephants, officially retiring for films at the ripe old age of 10. He's just going to take it easy. He's going to take his money and move to some island and just hump a bunch of bitches.
Zord around. Pour around.
Like they do. That's what Uggy's going to do. But he's going to make one final appearance at the Oscars this year. He is going to do a sketch with Billy Crystal. So Uggy and Billy will be performing together, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a highlight.
Man, that's not going to
be a highlight.
Why are you saying that? Kevin, you love dogs. What's wrong with seeing a cute dog
Uggy
do something adorable?
Uggy is pretty freaking amazing. He is. What's wrong with a cute dog doing tricks?
I'll bet Billy Crystal's not going to say anything during the skit.
Wow.
That's going to be great.
I am predicting that Billy and Uggy will have better chemistry than Anne Hathaway and James Franco. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that much.
That's very possible.
We have a winner.
We have to figure out a way to get Kevin to go see The Artist.
I think we have to kidnap him.
We should do one of those.
What was the movie with Malcolm McDowell?
Let me think.
Famous 60s. Clockwork Orange. They strap him down to a chair and then they pry his eyelids open with like mechanical devices and they force him to watch all this footage in order to change his brain chemistry.
See, at the end of it, you guys see me like sobbing, crying, and hugging everybody.
Yes, see? It works.
Kevin might do it if we made a bet about it, some sort of a wager where if he doesn't like it, we pay him or something maybe.
I'm not going to go to that movie.
We got to attack him through his only weakness.
What's that?
His wife. We got to get Melissa on board.
She's been on board. Here's the thing. She's been on board. She's been trying to get me to go see it for weeks.
Usually she has great success.
Yes, because I make her see a lot of crappy movies and I feel bad about that. So then I go to her movies, but not this one. I can't. So then we got one of those DVD screeners at home.
You have the movie at your house.
Yes.
And you won't watch it.
No. So she finally watched it and she came upstairs and she said, and I quote,
Oh, really? She didn't care for it?
So I was like, all right, good. Glad I didn't waste that time.
Then Dr. House and his team should go check your house for toxins because apparently something's wrong over there your home. Okay, I got it. We have a winner. I understand. The phone's ringing. Eduardo.
It's the phone.
Eduardo.
Yes.
Peter Parker's arch enemy in high school?
Flash Thompson.
Flash Thompson. Damn him, that Flash Thompson.
Oh, that Flash Thompson.
Damn Flash Thompson. I'm so glad he lost his legs in the war. Served him right. Congratulations, Eduardo. You're going to go hang out with me, and we're going to watch some footage that no one else has seen before from The Amazing Spider-Man.
Sweet. Thank you.
Sure, welcome to the Sausage Fest.
We'll give you all the details. There's going to be plenty of ladies there, Kevin.
I know. They've all been calling.
Look, it's a pair of tickets. Eduardo probably will bring his lovely, lovely lady with him.
Yeah, Eduardo has a lady.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Jessica Walter from Arrested Development, 71 years old today.
Should we go back to Eduardo and see if he's married or otherwise
involved? Of course he has a lady in his life.
I'm with Kevin. I think he's single and has been his entire life.
I think Eduardo's a happening dude.
Eduardo?
Yes.
You have a lady?
Yes.
Married or a girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
See?
How long?
5 years.
5 years?
Five years.
Wow.
Wow. But you haven't met her yet. This is just the writing her on the internet, right? She lives in Eastern Europe.
Oh, of course not.
In prison.
All right, are you going to bring her to the Spider-Man thing?
Of course I am.
No, of course you are.
Bring somebody that wants to come.
We will see you there, Eduardo. All right. Your lovely, lovely lady.
I guess we were wrong.
I guess you were.
She ugly?
Stop it.
No, of course not.
Why would you answer that? She's a love doll, like in that Ryan Gosling movie.
God damn it.
Why would people take it seriously and answer that? No, she's not fat.
Jessica Walter from Arrested Development, 71 years old today. Her co-star from that show, Portia de Rossi, is 39 years old. Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols turns 56. Anthony LaPaglia, 53 years old. Minnie Driver turns 42. Paul Scheer from The League and from NCIS, TV, IVSD, CSV, UBS. He is 36 years old. Bobby Moynihan from Saturday Night Live is 35. And Justin Timberlake is bringing 31 back.
Really?
Oh, I guess not.
File that.
Yep. I'll just take it back now. Can we avoid them?
Nope.
The messy courtroom battle that's going to...
It's pretty quick. It'll be a pretty quick trial, don't worry.
Why even take it to trial? I'm pleading. I'm pleading this out.
There's no pleading.
Why not?
No one's
Why can't
you...
I just go in and pay the fine? Why do we have to go through the...
No
why do we take up the
that.
Court's time
Nobody's
with something I'm willing to deal with right here, right now?
For a plea for you to take?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show with me.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, we're going to talk about this bizarre study that a higher percentage of married women would sleep with Eli Manning before they would sleep with Tom Brady.
Hmm.
Really?
I'm not buying that.
That sounds
Tom Brady is hunky, right? He's hunky.
Yeah.
And Eli is a mouth breather.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
He's a short bus rider.
Come on. There's no possible way. So we'll talk about that. We got a brand new internet roundup tomorrow. We have, we're going to make Omar watch Glee tonight. It's been a while since we've had a Glee cap.
Oh, tonight's the Michael Jackson edition.
Correct.
Oh, so it's a very special Glee.
And Omar likes Michael Jackson.
Right.
At least the older Michael Jackson. Sure. So I think he'll...
Loves Glee.
This will be the turning point.
It's the perfect marriage.
Yeah. You showed up at somebody else's house. It's time for that call-in again. Or somebody else showed up in your house. And
that you didn't know?
You didn't know. Maybe they crawled in bed with you. Maybe they slept on your couch. This seems to happen a lot, and it happens a lot to our listeners, so we're going to take those calls tomorrow. We have funny man Adam Carolla on the program,
and
funny man Bob Saget.
Wow.
In studio tomorrow as well on an all-new Kevin.